Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is not giving Iran much time to agree in talks with the U.S. to curb its nuclear ambitions.
President Trump said,
"Now is the time for Iran to join us on a path that will complete what we're doing."
Adding,
"They must make a deal."
With a warning,
"Bad things will happen if it doesn't."
Iran has asked for 2 weeks before reconvening another round of talks.
Correspondent Karen Chamis reports Mr. Trump says he'll decide in the next 10 to 15 days on possible military action against Iran. Aliens and UFOs, calling the subject extremely interesting. The president says he's ordering the release of all government files on the matter. A political power grab in the Old Dominion is thwarted, at least for the time being.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' plan to hold an April referendum on new congressional maps that could seriously impact the midterm elections. The decision threatens Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. On Thursday, a Tazewell Circuit Court judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by Republicans. The order runs through March 18th and clashes with early voting set to begin March 6th, which could doom the referendum. Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones says he will appeal the ruling. Keith Peters, Washington.
It was a rough night across the Midwest, pummeled by powerful storms that brought fierce winds, destructive hail, even tornadoes in some places. At the Winter Olympics, the United States has won its third gold medal in women's hockey, beating Canada 2-1. And California's Alyssa Liu takes the gold in figure skating, ending a 24-year Olympic drought. The U.S. women. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 50 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 65. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And there is some moderate to heavy rain in the area this morning, so we'll have some ponding on some of the roadways and even some standing waters. We're getting some melting as well, so be prepared as we get underway. Right now, nothing major on the interstates. We had a big wreck overnight south of Annapolis towards Edgewater and Route 2 between Mayo Road and Aristide Allen Boulevard is still affected, but only now on the southbound side. They may be alternating traffic northbound. So if you're south and west of Annapolis on Route 2, definitely a heads up for that. We're going to have to plan on some extra time as we get underway this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a wet start to your Friday with more rain through the morning. Rain should be wrapping up by this afternoon, and after that, clouds give way to sun and highs end up in the 50s. Partly cloudy, drier tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
40 degrees in White Marsh and 41 in Joppa Town. It's 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Anne Arundel County Police will be wearing new patches to more clearly distinguish officers from federal ICE agents. According to the Baltimore Banner, the new patches will prominently display Anne Arundel County Police on the back of officers' vests, so residents know it's a person they know they can trust. Anne Arundel County Police do not enforce federal immigration laws and never ask about someone's immigration status. The Maryland Department of Health is confirming a number of mumps cases in the state. As of February Thursday, 26th. Cases have been reported in 2026, with 19 confirmed and 7 of them probable. The recent cases have been occurring primarily in adults in the Baltimore metro area. Officials say the most effective prevention against a mumps infection is to get the MMR vaccine. Health leaders say the overall risk to the public is considered low. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 365, the pick 4, 9470. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Steinhound Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
Traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBM is brought to you by Real Estate Made Easy with the Toner Team.
Our show is goofy, like NPR's Car Talk, but about real estate. Dream come true or hellish nightmare? You decide. Real Estate Made Easy, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it looks like the Jordan Westbrook situation has taken a turn for the worse, and the Orioles are playing coy about it. Westbrook came to camp with an oblique injury suffered in January, and now it appears there's something else wrong with the Orioles' third baseman. Here's the interview yesterday Craig Albernaz gave to the Baltimore Sun.
Yeah, right now he's physically unable to participate right now, so he's getting evaluated by a medical team and also outside people to make sure we have a plan in place and see what's going on with Jordan and get him going.
Is that the oblique or the elbow?
Just physically unable to go.
Is there fear that things are worse than originally assumed?
I just want to make sure that we do our due diligence and make sure Jordan is in the best chance to play this year.
Wow, the last words from Albernaz, the most important, the best chance to play this year does not sound good. Meanwhile, in Milano Cortina, the U.S. women's hockey team going for the gold yesterday, coming up big.
Now Heisey, as Canada gets fresh skaters on the ice. The outlet pass for Keller, a defenseman. Nice move, cuts to the net, score! Megan Keller, the overtime hero, United States wins gold in Milan.
Kenny Albert with the call on NBC Sports. Megan Keller began skating at the age of 3, began playing hockey at the age of 5. And at 29, she gets the golden goal, pushing the U.S. past Canada 2-1 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the U.S. men continue their quest today to do the same. And that is Stein on Sports.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, thank goodness, February 20, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this hour, ICE is expanding in Maryland. We told you so. Lockdown Larry has made a prediction on what that's going to mean. Prince Andrew is busted. Boy, that is a rather unusual move. And what does that mean for the monarchy? And I think Bill Clinton is sweating right now.
Did you see that picture of him?
Yeah, unreal. Juvenile thugs arrested for ramming a police officer with their car here in Baltimore. And here's the Renee Good story all over again. But no one died, thank goodness, in this particular instance. Three teenagers, two 14-year-olds with ankle monitors. From previous arrest, and one 14-year-old female busted following an officer-involved discharging incident in southwest Baltimore on Sunday. It was around 12 o'clock in the morning. Officers were called to report of armed individuals attempting to break into a caller's home. Upon arrival, police reported that an officer approached a Kia sedan occupied by several individuals. The officer got out of his patrol car, at which point the driver shifted the Kia into reverse and collided with a parked vehicle. Officials say the officer approached the Kia on foot and issued verbal commands for the vehicle to stop and for the occupants to exit. At that point, the Kia was put into reverse, striking the officer, causing him to fall. Here's what it sounded like. The
Mom,
process,
Dad?
Yeah, exactly. Officer discharged his firearm at the vehicle. The Kia continued to leave the scene, colliding with the car before they were able to apprehend the juvenile thugs. And again, these are 13, 14-year-olds on ankle monitors. On ankle monitors, okay? Oh. Let me say that one more time. On ankle monitors. Here's former prosecutor Jeremy Eldridge on the so-called conditions that they have to meet while on ankle monitors.
When juveniles are released on this monitoring, it comes with conditions. It comes with conditions about being in the home or being at school. And so what were the conditions that these children were or were not violating? And if they had violated, why hadn't the court been notified and why hadn't the court taken action?
Yeah, so that Kia was stolen the day before. The investigation reveals that two suspects were inside the Kia during the incident, two 14-year-old males. The female was driving, and both of them were arrested on February 16th, charged with aggravated assault and auto theft. But here's the point. We all know that the ankle monitor system is an absolute complete joke.
Yep.
It is a total disaster. So, but again, the pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien Maryland General Insane Asylum continues to protect these juvenile thugs who are going out. And by the way, they found a man that had been assaulted just moments before on the ground. They rendered aid to him. They ran into an officer. He's going to be okay. Minor injuries. But things could have been really, really bad. And the officer he could have killed him.
It's so, our future voting base.
Nothing has changed at the DJS with Betsy Fox Tolentino. Nothing. These kids should not be on ankle monitors. These thugs need to be locked up. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Situation now here on the Bay Bridge, and they're calling it police activity. Don't know if that's a traffic stop, violation, whatever. Left-hand lane, just as you're coming on to the main span after Route 8. So there's a backup now starting after Route 8, getting on to the bridge, and you'll see the overhead left-hand lane will have the red X, and you'll have the two green arrows to the center and the right. Looking at the camera back here right at Route 8, it's already slowing there. So we'll keep an eye on that. Like I said, that's all they tell us. It's police activity. We'll go with that. After that, you're clear, and then you have the rain, of course, but not as much fog so far today. But that may change, but the weather is definitely going to be a problem. South and west of Annapolis, an hour or so ago, there was a wreck on Route 2 between Mayo Road and Aris T. Allen Boulevard. Some investigation is still underway there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Wet this morning, but rain should move out of here by later on this afternoon. Then it'll be sunny and a high in the low to mid-50s. Overnight back down into the upper 30s. And then it's going to be partly sunny and mild tomorrow with highs in the low 50s. Now, we are keeping an eye right now on a system that might be moving through Sunday at some point, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, into Monday morning, that may involve some of the frozen stuff, some snow. So we'll keep an eye on that for you.
I have a note from my mother already.
Exactly. So we're not quite sure. We'll know a lot more, obviously, tomorrow. But it could start off as snow and then change over to rain. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag right now. Right now we're 39 and raining in Annapolis, 38 in Owings Mills. And time for some one-liner news. U.S. women's hockey team defeated Canada to win the Olympic gold medal. Now they're the new version of the Golden Girls, right?
I think that was exciting in overtime.
Oh, it was a great game. It wasn't great for the first 58 minutes.
No, I turned it on. I said, oh, my God, this is over.
Yeah, and then 2 minutes in, they pulled their goalie, and they get a tying goal, and then in overtime, the game winner. By the way, I think President Trump should maybe troll and put a tariff on silver. Just rub it in a little bit, you know. Bad Bunny has landed the lead role in a new feature film about the origins of Puerto Rico. The film, unlike the Super Bowl halftime show, will have English subtitles. You know, which we did not have then. Australian sports broadcaster Danica Mason has apologized for drinking alcohol before a rambling live report from the Olympics.
Like, literally, the price of coffee over here is actually fine. Where are we going with that one? But anyway, let's get into the day's work. We're going to start off with some actual Brisbane Broncos gearing from the, their trip to the US, the UK rather, because Reece Walsh has stolen the show. What? He, of course, did that in the last year's Ashes series, crowning for 4 tries and claiming England's fans just 3 months following that UK club challenge.
you should never get drunk reporting on the Olympics, just watching the Olympics. That's the only time you're allowed to get drunk.
She's reading from the Kurt from Edgewater book.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor has been arrested in connection with the Jeffrey Epstein files. In case there's any confusion, Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, better known as the scumbag, formerly known as Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew in a can.
Let him out.
The brother of King Charles. Wow, just crazy.
I say.
Department of Homeland Security is attempting to purchase a new jet to use for deportations. However, it's a luxury jet with a bedroom, showers, a kitchen, 4 large flat-screen TVs, and a bar.
Why?
Well, apparently, they're really trying to entice Kilmar Abrego Garcia to leave the country.
Just entice him to get on.
Yeah, exactly. Super Bowl champions of Seattle Seahawks are for sale.
No.
If you have $8 billion, you too can now have a NFL team. $8 billion. Ooh. Did you know today is Hootie Hoo Day?
Hootie Hoo?
Hootie Hoo. You know what Hootie Hoo is?
Hootie Hoo.
Apparently, Hootie Hoo started exactly one month prior to spring. So it's a way to kind of try to get the winter to leave and welcome in the spring.
So Hootie Hoo.
Hootie Hoo. Yeah, that's, I don't know who came up with that, but that's what it's all about, the Hootie Hoo Day. Sad news. Actor Eric Dane has died at the age of 53. He was McSteamy in Grey's Anatomy, and he died from ALS. Oh. He just was in a series last year called The Countdown, which I saw. He was really good at it. I guess it was filmed like the year
53.
Before. But he was also in The Last Ship and a few others. But, yeah, he has died from ALS. So very, very sad news there.
Wow.
All right. We're off and running here this morning. Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on this situation at the Bay Bridge.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. 618, 18 minutes after the hour, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So we're talking about, you know, this could have been another Renee Good situation here in Baltimore where she tried to flee from police and ran into a police officer. He fired shots into the car, killing Renee Good. And now we have juvenile thugs, 14-year-olds, and two males and a female. Once again, what are they doing out on the streets in the middle of the night? Okay, it's at midnight, 12:05 a.m. Where are the parents? Or where are their grandparents if there are no parents? If there's no mommy and daddy, where are the grandparents? And, you know, it's just, it's out of control. The juvenile thug behavior in the state of Maryland has been coddled. It has been basically tolerated. And this goes all the way from the governor to the mayor, who's made it a personal, mission or crusade of his to make sure that juvenile thugs, especially juvenile people of color, never go to jail for horrific crimes that they are committing. And then when they are detained, they're not monitored properly. They're not supervised. It does not matter if they're wearing an ankle monitor or not. They look at the ankle monitor as just a piece of as an accessory. It's actually a badge of honor to have an ankle monitor on the juvenile thug. So we'll get to that. And city critics now are warning that juveniles could be exposed. I have a different take on this because City Hall wants broader access to the records of juveniles. And a lot of folks are warning that, you know, we can't do that because that means everybody can get their information. I have a different take. We'll tell you what my take is in just a second. My good friends, Mayor and Mayor who run Town Appliance, wanted me to remind you, stop by their showroom. It's just amazing. They've got 70 different brands of appliances. They've got kitchen displays. You can see all these appliances as they would, you know, basically incorporate into your kitchen. So if you're in the market for a single appliance, as I am, a refrigerator and or an entire kitchen upgrade, then go to Town Appliance. They've got it all there. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing. And Mayor wants you as a customer for life. Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Four 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and we love hearing from you here this morning. If you want to join us here regarding this was could have been a disaster. You could have had a police officer killed. You could have had three juvenile thugs that could have been killed. Another man was assaulted last night, and they keep telling us that crime is getting better, that the crime overall crime rates are down. And then we keep hearing stories like this where 13 and 14-year-olds are out running in the middle of the night the day before boosting cars and then going on joyrides and then trying to break into homes and assaulting people on the streets. I'm sorry, until that behavior is brought to a complete halt, a complete stop, the crime rates might be better. They might have heading in the right direction, but I still have a severe case of doubt over what we're being told by the mayor and the BPD and others. 623 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So again, we don't know exactly what this is, but I just saw there's more activity also on the eastbound side now of the Bay Bridge on the far east end. And I just saw a patrolman there run back, get in his car, and then head eastbound from that point, going over towards the eastern shore and over towards Route 8. So you have flashing lights, westbound, left-hand lane. They have the right lane closed now on the eastbound side. And there's rain in that area, so a bunch of guys with flashlights looking around. So there's an activity there. More of an impact westbound right now, but traffic eastbound, you're at a single lane as well. So heads up for that. There's some rain, there's some fog, and it's going to be slow on both sides of the Bay Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is wet this morning. Rain should move out by this afternoon. It'll be sunny. Highs will be in the low to mid-50s. Right now we're 38 and raining in Reisterstown, and it is 41 and cloudy in Ocean City. So as we have these stories of the juvenile thugs, remember there's the automatic youth charging bill that's in the general insane asylum right now, where they want to basically automatically charge these thugs as juveniles, and then a judge can review it and decide, if appropriate, that we'll charge them as adult. Right now, they are charged automatically as adults, and then, of course, if it's a serious enough charge, they charge them as adult. If not, then they are then remanded over to the Department of Juvenile Services, which is like basically giving them a get-out-of-the-jail-free card. Because there is no monitoring of ankle monitors, whatever. But so, as you know, there's this battle going on between the mayor's office and the inspector general's office over access to Monzi records and Safe Streets and Sidestep. We've been talking about that ad nauseum, it seems, for a long, long time. And the inspector general, Isabel Cummings, says with all the redaction she's getting, it's devastated her ability, her office's ability to investigate, especially Monzi. Isn't that a coincidence? But now, the mayor's office wants access to juvenile records for some strange reason, and child experts are decrying that, saying that this is not a good idea. Here's child welfare expert Maureen Flatley.
There's a reason that juvenile court records are generally sealed, and that is that children are not adults, and they are not operating with the same prudential judgment that adults do.
This allows us to better have access to those records.
That's Stephanie Mavronis, the last voice you heard, director of Monzi, and she went on to say that you know, they would limit their requests for these records. But this is an incredible moment of hypocrisy for the mayor's office. You're icing out Isabel Cummings from access to certain records while you want records for these same juveniles. Here's Mavronis testifying before the Maryland General Insane Asylum,
talking about records for those young people who may have been referred to our office for services. Those would be the only records that we would be requesting.
Honestly, this is just extremely disappointing.
Yeah, and Flatley says juvenile records are sealed for a reason. Here was some of that testimony before the Maryland General Insane Asylum just the other day.
And who knows? I mean, they can be accessed by predators. They can be accessed by people who might want to somehow put the kids in a bad situation. It defeats the purpose of a juvenile justice system as it has been established in this country for centuries.
You would request or obtain these records on a case-by-case basis.
Correct.
But you would obtain them electronically.
Yeah, and so that is one lawmaker asking that question of Mavronis yesterday. They want to access these juvenile records electronically, and Flatley went on to say that you know, she's very disturbed by the actions that are being proposed by the mayor's office.
This is, in 40 years of doing this work, I have honestly never seen a public official make a request like this that was more inappropriate.
And while I understand the back and forth, the debate that's having, that the mayor and the inspector general, and now, of course, these child experts, see, I have a different take on this. I think it's time that we do away with the protection of juvenile thugs. I think they ought to be named and shamed. And I think maybe that will eventually incentivize some of the parent or parents or grandparents, whoever's in charge of these juvenile thugs running the streets at midnight that are boosting cars, assaulting people, running over cops, etc. Maybe that will eventually have bear some fruit. And I'm sorry, if you are committing adult crimes, you should be hit with adult charges. And this idea that this is not the 1940s. Okay? Or the 1950s, where 13 and 14-year-olds still had some expectation of innocence. Yet, you know, they say the age of reason is what, 7? And you know, a 7-year-old knows what's right and or wrong. If a 7-year-old steals somebody's cookies out of their lunch, and they're disciplined for it, they know what they've done is wrong in most cases, unless there are some mental issues there. So why do we coddle and protect these teenagers and some some of them basically at 16 and 17. If you can get behind the wheel of a car, then believe me, you should be charged as you know, as an adult. So I'm just of a different mindset here. I just think stop protecting these juvenile thugs. Name them, shame them, and let's get the parent. Whatever happened to that? Ivan Bates promised he was going to go after the parents. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen it as of yet. Our good friend Dr. Melissa Sagev at Audiology Associates, when we remind you that hearing is crucial, and we like we check our bodies with a physical every year, or our eyes with an annual eye exam, you should be checking your hearing as well, especially as we get older. Starting at the age of 50 or above, that's when you can start seeing some hearing loss, and if you're having some issues with hearing, could be earwax, could be something else, but you should get it checked out and checked out immediately, and then you should at least have a baseline test so you know where your hearing is, you know, as you start to age. And that way, if there are any changes or fluctuations, you can then look back at that baseline and go, oh, yeah, there's an issue here. So please check out Dr. Melissa Sagev, Audiology Associates, 10 different locations to serve you in the Baltimore Metro. For more information or to make your appointment today, go to AAIAudiology.com. It is 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. An Aberdeen man has pleaded guilty to federal charges after posting online threats targeting Black and Muslim communities and threatening to kill politicians and their families. 46-year-old Raymond Pumphrey made the threats on YouTube and other social media sites, and he is facing a maximum of 5 years in prison. Pumphrey is scheduled to be sentenced on June 29th. And a bill in the Maryland Senate would prohibit some January 6 insurrectionists from serving in certain government roles. The bill's sponsors say allowing those convicted individuals to hold positions of public trust would threaten the functioning of government, undermine public confidence, and place authority in the hands of those who tried to violently overthrow lawful institutions. Legislators in Connecticut, New York, and Virginia have proposed similar restrictions. And the Baltimore City Department of Transportation's pothole repair blitz is underway to address storm-related road damage from last month's winter storm. Since the pothole blitz began on Monday, the city has filled more than 1,400 potholes citywide. In addition to repairing potholes that have been reported to 311, crews are repairing craters that they find during their workday. The city says it will be sharing regular data and updates so residents can see how many potholes are being filled and where crews are working. Anne Arundel County Police will be wearing new patches to more clearly distinguish officers from federal ICE agents. According to the Baltimore Banner, the new patches will prominently display Anne Arundel County Police on the back of officers' vests, so residents know it's a person they know they can trust. Anne Arundel County Police do not enforce federal immigration laws and never ask about someone's immigration status. And there's no word on when the change will be made. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
6:32 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so they've reopened all the lanes eastbound now on the main span at the Bay Bridge. So those two lanes are open. There wasn't much of a backup eastbound. We had police activity westbound coming onto the bridge after Route 8, and I don't see that police car there now. So maybe once he gets to the west end of the bridge and gets clear, we'll get the left-hand lane back here. But for right now, it's the center and the right lane coming on to the main span westbound from Route 8. So whatever was going on may have corrected itself, and we're just waiting to see when they reopen the left-hand lane. Going to have a backup there right before Route 8 on the westbound side. And of course, everything compounded with the weather in the area this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEB.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a wet start to your Friday with more rain through the morning. Rain should be wrapping up by this afternoon, and after that, clouds give way to sun and highs end up in the 50s. Partly cloudy, drier tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was a comeback for the ages by the U.S. women's hockey team in Milano Cortina yesterday. As somehow, some way, the women pulled a rabbit out of their collective hats, and it came up gold. Pick it up late, about 2 minutes to play. The U.S. down 1-0 and in desperation mode.
Now Edwards across to Keller. Back out to Edwards. Edwards with a shot. Score! The United States ties it with a goaltender pull with 2:04 remaining.
Kenny Albert had the call on NBC Sports. Hillary Knight's deflection off a shot by Layla Edwards found the net, and the U.S. ties it at 1. So to overtime we go. A frenetic 3-on-3 with about 3.5 minutes in.
The outlet pass for Keller, a defenseman. Nice move. Cuts to the net. Score! Megan Keller, the overtime hero. The United States wins gold in Milan.
Megan Keller from Farmington, Michigan, a three-time All-American at Boston College, notches the golden goal of the 26 Olympics, giving the U.S. the gold 2-1 over Canada. Keller's second gold medal. She won her first in 2018. After the game, Keller was asked what it means to wear the gold around her neck and the letters USA across her chest.
Incredible. It's an honor to represent our country and wear USA across her chest and to bring home a gold medal. Hopefully we inspired a nation. Hopefully we inspired a lot of little girls, young hockey players that, you know, maybe they have a dream to come represent their country one day.
Congratulations. And what a moment it was for Megan Keller and the U.S. women's hockey team. And the hockey action continues today with the men's semifinal. It'll be U.S. and Canada on a crash course still. The Canadians will meet the Finns at 10:40 a.m. The U.S. takes on Slovakia at 3:10 p.m. Forward Matt Tkachuk on how formidable the Slovaks are.
But they're playing really, really well right now, and they definitely dominated Germany probably more than we, you know, they beat them more than we beat them when it comes to control of the game.
Meanwhile, stateside in Sarasota, to be exact, the Birds open Grapefruit League play today against the Yanks at 1 p.m. Trevor Rogers gets the ball for Baltimore, but the big news is Jordan Westberg. The often-injured O's third baseman is now multi-injured, and the O's are being very tight-lipped about Westberg's condition. We do know he suffered an oblique issue in January. Now we're learning he went for imaging on another body part. If you think that sounds weird because the Orioles aren't talking about it, well, that's because it is. But it's safe to assume that Westberg's season may actually be in jeopardy because of these words uttered by manager Craig Albernaz yesterday.
Is there fear that things are worse than originally assumed?
I just want to make sure that we do our due diligence and make sure Jordan is in the best chance to play this year.
When you use those words, best chance to play this year, this early in spring, that is a sign of trouble. The time now is 6:37 when we return from Russia with love.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
You know, it was a great day for U.S. women's hockey yesterday.
Great game. And watched the whole thing, and for 58 minutes, I'm pulling, you know, just pulling the rest of my hair out.
Saying, wait, whoa. Where?
On the side.
Where
right over
possibly?
Here. Right over here.
Okay.
But then again, you pull your goalie, and you go 6-on-5, and then Hillary Knight, who is the most clutch Olympic hockey player in history.
Yeah.
Now with her 16 goals, and tips it in. We're tied, and anything can happen in overtime because it's 3-on-3. And what a great move by Keller on that outside-in move, and goalie just got a piece of it but couldn't stop it.
So I was in a quandary yesterday because I'm preparing all day. I had a basketball game last night. Great game, by the way. UMBC in Vermont. UMBC won it. And then I have a lacrosse game
game tonight, UMBC and Loyola. And so I'm preparing, but I got the TV on.
Right.
So I'm watching, preparing, and then I stop preparing because I just got to watch the game. But my point, though, is this. It's against Canada, right?
Right.
And then the U.S., if they advance, it'll be against Canada, hopefully, also, right? What about, like, back in the day, though, it was against Russia.
Yeah.
It was against the Soviet. It was, like, good versus evil. Like, Canada, okay, I mean, we got a hockey rivalry with them, but we don't have a political rivalry with them.
Oh, it's becoming a political rivalry now based on Mark Carney and some of his stuff. He wants to be, to suck up to China, be a globalist, and he and Trump have had some words. So,
yeah, but it's becoming, not like the evil empire.
And then they're booing our national anthem.
That's true.
In Canada.
That's
so,
true.
You know, that's right up there with Russia for me.
You know what? Screw them. You're right. Absolutely. It's better than Russia. Crying out loud.
And the Slovaks are good.
They are good.
We got to work it out for us today.
Yeah, we can't put the, what is it? Can't put the cart before the horse?
Yep.
There you
right.
go.
All right. Very good. Mm. Thanks, Gary. 6:39:21 before the hour, 7 o'clock. And a rather stunning development. Former Prince Andrew, who had his title stripped when the original Epstein controversies erupted, was arrested yesterday from his home in the U.K. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office related to claims surrounding Epstein and the facilitation of young women for sex. The specific allegations are that he shared confidential information with Epstein regarding his official duties as a trade envoy. British political pundit Piers Morgan was on with Fox and Friends yesterday and saying this was expected but still is a bombshell.
You know, I was beginning to fear it might, but when it actually happens, it is an absolute bombshell. I mean, to put this into context, there has been no member of the royal family arrested in my lifetime. I'm 60 years old. You have to go back centuries to the last time that a member of the British royal family was arrested. And this is a serious matter. If he is convicted of misconduct in public office, then the vast majority of people that receive that kind of conviction end up with a prison sentence, and the maximum sentence is life imprisonment. And this is the king's brother who remains eighth in line to the throne. So this is, an absolute bombshell, not completely surprising, because I think the tone of the King's statement last week clearly opened the door for the police to make a move.
But again, this is not, regarding the sex trafficking of underage girls or whatever was being done with the underage girls at Epstein Island. This has to do with the misconduct in public office charge, which has to do with sharing classified or top secret information with Epstein.
I think it's important to clarify here that the arrest is not in connection with anything to do with the sex scandal involving Epstein. This is very specifically about his behavior when he was a trade envoy, which is a government appointment. He was acting on behalf of the country for about a decade, in which he traveled around the world as a kind of business envoy for the country. And during that period, we now know from leaks from the Epstein files, he was giving Epstein, remember, a convicted pedophile, he was giving him the information he was getting, top secret information, as a trade envoy. I mean, this is treacherous, treasonous behavior by a man who is the brother of the king of this country now. These are very serious allegations. And of course, once there's a police investigation, they've been raiding all his homes now. They'll be taking all his devices, everything they can find that may relate to this. But that might also, of course, uncover more information, more evidence about the other incredibly serious allegations against Andrew, which is that he, of course, committed sex crimes involving Virginia Giuffre and possibly others.
There's a big question. Is this the beginning of the end of the monarchy?
So this might just be the tipping point of a gigantic scandal, which represents, I would argue, an existential threat to the monarchy itself. It is that serious.
That would be a devastating blow for Kristen Heydrich, that is for sure, if the monarchy would... All right, talk about the fallout. What are the consequences of this arrest? And we'll hear from President Trump in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The monarchy of the cheese.
That's right.
That's our ship.
That is. You still have the shirt, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, golf shirt, yeah. I mean, that was our ship, man. We owned it. People thought we were a cult.
Well, we kind of were. First off, good news. Let me give you this. The Bay Bridge completely back open now. All three lanes westbound. That backup is easing now after Route 8, and all the eastbound lanes are open. There was some police activity there. Here's the new problem. I-95 southbound at the ramp to O'Donnell Street. The ramp itself is open. The right side of the roadway, though, on 95 is affected with all the flashing lights arriving there. So right now, center lane, left-hand lane open at the wreck, and I'm sure very quickly we're going to get a delay back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and that's going to force a lot of traffic over now to the 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and that's going to start to back us up. I'm going to go right over there now and take a look. Not quite yet to Pulaski Highway, but it's almost there, and then it's going to back up to Moravia Road. So here again, we have a problem on 95 in the rain southbound at the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Wet this morning. Rain should move out of here by this afternoon. Then it's going to be sunny. High about 55. And then overnight temps back in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and mild. Low 50s. But, you know, it is Maryland. You wait 5 minutes and the weather is going to change. And on Sunday, we're looking at a possible storm. Could start off as snow, change over to rain, and back into snow Sunday morning into Sunday evening into Monday morning. So that Monday morning might be a mess. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Yeah, exactly. Rain the next hour, 39 in the city. It is 39 in Glen Burnie. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bill Johnson.
You are where you are now for one reason and one reason only. You are a loser.
That's nice. You take it back.
Popeyes is introducing new flavored butterfly shrimp and bringing back the flounder fish sandwich. I don't know if I like the name shrimp tackle box.
No.
Yeah. The tackle box is just, you think bait, okay?
It smells like feet.
Right.
Oh!
But it does include 8 butterfly shrimp that don't smell like feet. Your choice of flavor, serve with a regular side, a biscuit, and your choice of dipping sauce. Ahead of St. Patrick's Day next month, the Shamrock Shake and Oreo Shamrock McFlurry have returned to McDonald's for a limited time. If you like the Shamrock Shake. Never knew what was in the Shamrock Shake.
Neither do I.
I think it's green.
Good question.
It is green. I think it's vanilla ice cream and mint. And,
yeah, cream to mint. Oh, sorry, not that.
Why does it always go to alcohol for you? It's just amazing. It's 7:15 in the morning. This guy's already got booze on his brain.
So what?
I've been up God since bless 4 him.
To me, in my mind, I've been up since 4 o'clock.
It's almost lunchtime.
It's lunchtime. Yeah.
The Maple Bourbon Barbecue Whopper is returning to Burger King.
Whoa.
That sounds good.
That Maple sounds really good.
Bourbon Barbecue Whopper.
Why does it always go to alcohol with you?
Because having to work with you, it requires alcohol. Let's see, maple bourbon barbecue sauce, crispy fried onions, crispy fried jalapenos, maple candied bacon, and American cheese served on toasted sesame seed.
All right. Quick update.
Yes, sir.
All the lanes are open. 95 South at O'Donnell Street just cleared the wreck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Taco Bell bringing the chicken bacon ranch to street chalupas and nacho fries. You see President Trump yesterday after he was finished with his speech in Rome, Georgia? He went to the Varsity. It is a hamburger joint.
Right.
And he ordered up burgers for everybody on the plane ride home. And then he paused. He got a rousing, raucous welcome. And people were already had their MAGA hats. He was signing my MAGA hats. And Varsity is known for its hot dogs and its burgers. So just amazing. One woman told him she had been working there 45 years.
Wow.
You're doing something right.
There was a Varsity out in Catonsville many years ago.
Yes, there was.
In the early 60s.
Exactly. And you were on the junior Varsity, weren't you?
I was, yes, one time. I was an athletic supporter.
That's right. Your cup runneth over.
Yes, it did. Oh. I always got the wrong size. Kept falling down.
Look at that ears.
I thought that's what it was for. Kept my nose warm when it was cold.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. 6:48. 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. President Trump reacting to the arrest of Prince Andrew.
I think it's a shame. I think it's very sad. I think it's so bad for the royal family.
No, it's interesting what this arrest might mean, because there are some people saying that they need to quiet Prince Andrew because he knows too much. So they'll probably, they arrested him yesterday, and they'll cut a deal. This has nothing to do with the sex, alleged sex crimes. It's all about the trading of top secret information to Epstein. But start wondering now if this is royalty that can be arrested. There were no billionaires yet, called on the carpet. You wonder if you're Bill Clinton, if you're an American president, you're wondering, hey, if they're arresting Prince Andrew, that does not bode well for me. And it still does not get to the root of the problem here, the sex trafficking, human trafficking, that many believe that Jeffrey Epstein was involved in, and other billionaire playboys and globalist elites.
I mean, you're right. It could go either way. This could be a slap on the wrist, and then they'll say they did something, and they didn't find anything, and then da-da-da, and then it goes nowhere. So we should prepare ourselves for that and not get rug pulled. But I do think it's just as significant. Him being arrested would be the same as one of our protected elites over here being arrested. And even more so, because the British, worship, the monarchy. They're, a whole other... They're never accountable for anything. And by the way, you do misunderstand me, because I've been talking about the royal family. See, I think I've been proven, I've been talking about Prince Andrew
since
2019. Yeah. But it doesn't mean because I want to be royal, or I wish we were British, I wish we had a royal family. I think that for some reason, they are power player. I know people say the monarchy is just symbolic at this point. They don't really have any power. It's sort of a tourism thing for Britain or whatever. But there are other royal families in Europe. Can you even name their name, or do most people know what countries still have a royal family? The others aren't that famous. For some reason, the British, and it's not just because it's not
Spain.
Just for America.
There's
right.
Spain,
but
there's
most people
the Netherlands.
Don't know. There's a lot, but most people, they're just not, and it's not just the U.S. that's interested, because Britain is our mother country. It's globally. I think that they have some sort of power, and other people alluded to, I remember Bannon alluding to this a couple years ago, there's some sort of deep state that also runs the royal family, just like here. I think every country sort of has a deep state that runs over the power. So, anyway, I do think it's significant whether something will come out of it. I don't know. But it could be the start of a whole thing, or maybe it'll be
just like to tease you about the royal family. But I think the key to focus on here is that we fought two wars with Great Britain to get away from their influence and their dominance and control of our economy and of our country. They never got over that. And I still think the British think that they control the United States. So through NATO, through the European Union, and this president is trying to break away from all that and reinstall or reimpose the American system as Alexander Hamilton had envisioned it. That's why it's important to follow what's happening in the UK.
Because I think it's all connected. There is a global deep state that tries to control every country. Absolutely. So that's why I think it's significant.
Very good. Thanks, Kristen. 6:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, a Maryland delegate not happy with the Maryland GOP and Lockdown Larry's prediction about law enforcement and ICE.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
This is Gil Kuda, Senior Vice President with Aegis Capital. On the Money is back on the air every Sunday afternoon at 5. We will discuss investment and financial topics important to individual investors. Listen in every Sunday afternoon at 5 for On the Money with Gil Kuda.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the backups at both the tunnels now, back to Moravia Road, the 895 connector, the old Harbor Tunnel, had no problems at all. They went over there because there was a wreck on 95 southbound at O'Donnell Street, so that started that. So now 895, you're sitting still at Moravia Road. You're crawling from there into the tunnels southbound, which the lanes are open. The wreck at O'Donnell Street on 95 south has cleared, slow recovery, but still backed up to Moravia Road. And the pace is not too bad right now, even with the rain at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So maybe we'll give this about 15 to 20 minutes and see if it improves. But for right now, 20-minute delays at least on the southbound side at both the tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Wet start. Rain should move out by this afternoon. Sunny, high, mid-50s or so. And then tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, nice day. Sunshine, mild, low 50s. Then Sunday, we might have a storm system moving through here. Might bring some rain. Starting off as snow, could change over to rain as temperatures warm, then back into snow Sunday night into Monday morning. So we'll know more, obviously, tomorrow. Right now, 39 in Middle River, 39 in Millersville. Delegate Robin Grammer is a Republican from Baltimore County, and he put a post on his social media yesterday that was happened to catch, and it really caught my eye because this is something we've been talking about for a long time here on this show. Specifically about the state of the Maryland GOP, how there are so many GOPE, which stands for establishment, rhinos, swampy, whatever you want to call them. And I think the catalyst for these comments were the votes by David Marks and Wade Catch on the Baltimore County Council the other day to basically, no ice. I mean, that's the anti-ice bills that came out of the guys running for county executive and the county council.
Good morning. It's Delegate Robin Grammer. It's February, Wednesday, February 18th, and I'm walking back from session today, and I am disgusted with the Republican Party. So there is absolutely no leadership, no urgency, no action, no engagement of the public from the leadership here in Annapolis or the Republican Party broadly in the state of Maryland right now. We're seeing more and more extreme legislation coming from Westmore and the Democrats, and your elected officials, your Republican elected officials are increasingly disengaged and taking no action to push back here. The problem is the people of Maryland, the people of this country, are broadly with conservatives. They're with us on tax policy. They're with us on public safety. They're with us on affordability. They're with us on immigration. But Republicans are absolutely disengaged. The Republican leadership, elected Republicans in Annapolis and the state of Maryland, are doing absolutely nothing to mobilize voters and the public to get engaged on these issues. To make things worse, many Republicans, you can't even count on them to vote the right way. Last night, council members, Republican council members, Wade Koch and David Marks, voted to prohibit participation with ICE facilities in Baltimore County. Council member David Marks has voted to make Baltimore County a sanctuary county. We're looking really bad here. Things are in a bad way. The state of Maryland is in a bad way, and the Republican Party, frankly, is looking even worse. So we really need Marylanders to help us raise hell and hold Republicans accountable and tell them to do their damn jobs.
That's exactly what needs to be said. And the fact is, they always often say that you don't know that you've bottomed out until you're ready to admit that you bottomed out. And we do have some Republicans like Delegate Grammer and others that are admitting there's a problem. The problem is with the leadership of the Republican Party. That's the problem. And he just nailed it right there. Whether it's at the state level of the Maryland GOP, whether it's the Baltimore County Council, we need fresh blood. We need people who want to be whatever kind of Republican you want, but be an opposition party. be it a conservative, be it a nationalist, be it a populist, be it a MAGA type. We need people that are going to fight back against the Democrats and not just want to go along to be controlled opposition, which is exactly what we have in this state right now. We have controlled opposition, not true opposition, not real opposition, but controlled opposition. So that's what that to me, I think, is the look. It might just be a one off, but I think if more and more people like Delegate Grammer come to the realization that we got a problem, then maybe we can turn things around before it's too late. We still filing deadline is next Tuesday. We still have a primary to run in June, and then the general this November. So we'll get to that. All right, we'll hear from Lockdown Larry a little bit later on in the show. 6:59. Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. As we're caught between the tweener now, it's Hootie Hoo Day, which means it's a month from spring, and we're still experiencing some winter-like temperatures. Might even get some snow Sunday night and Monday morning. So make sure your heat system is working properly, working efficiently, not costing you an arm and a leg or more. And as we then venture and cross over into spring, that'd be a great time to check up your AC as well. And Tim Kyle, which has brought that incredible excellence, dedication, commitment to service in their electrical work, that's interior, exterior, and landscaping, bring that those same attributes and values to your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning as well. So here's what I recommend. Call Tim Kyle today, set up a maintenance appointment so they can look at your system and make sure it's operating efficiently. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or you can schedule it online at timkylecompany.com. They've helped me in my home on numerous occasions. I'm sure they'll do the same for you. Coming up next, Governor Moore says he doesn't answer to the Democrat Party.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he'll decide within the next 10 days whether to order a United States military strike on Iran. But at the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville, one expert says Iran's mountainous terrain, combined with various ethnic factions which control parts of the country, make any military strike a tricky proposition. Dr. Glenn Durr is professor of international studies at Cedarville University in Ohio.
There's an estimated 130 different nuclear sites that, when pieced together, could lead to the breakout of a nuclear weapon. And so finding all of that information, making sure that factions don't fight. I don't think anyone will want to go into Iran, but we also need to stop them from striking Israel, from a breakout for a nuclear weapon. And so that's the delicacy of this moment, is trying to do all those things together.
The National Religious Broadcasters 2026 conference continues today in Nashville. And as the president mulls his options for Iran, a military buildup in the Mideast goes on. The president dispatching another aircraft carrier to the region, and the Russians conducting military drills with their ally, Iran. The economy was on Mr. Trump's mind. He paid a visit to Georgia the other day.
Then I have to listen to the fake news talking about affordability. Affordability. You notice, what word have you not heard over the last 2 weeks? Affordability. Because I've won. I've won affordability.
The president, touring a Georgia steel plant, touts his tariff strategy. Cleanup, that's the order of the day across storm-battered parts of the Midwest, where fierce winds, hail, even some tornadoes did a good deal of damage last night. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 42 points, while the NASDAQ futures are off 22. The S&P futures 7 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly
unprecedented.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a broken down vehicle on the inner loop near the ramp at Edmondson Avenue. He's in the painted out area, so right now it's not a big problem there for the traffic coming up from Wilkins Avenue and up through that area. Of course, with the rain, the backups now begin on the west side, the outer loop coming down from 795. We'll start to fill in on the northeast side, already very heavy there with the rain around Hartford Road, working its way over towards Providence Road. Both the tunnels had problems earlier on 95 southbound at O'Donnell Street. That started to back up there, went back to Moravia Road. 895 didn't have any problems, but they took the hit. Got all the heavy traffic there now backed up as well at Moravia Road. 25-minute delays and building for the traffic through there. Definitely watch your speed with the rain coming in on the JFX from Northern Parkway through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a wet start to your Friday with more rain through the morning. Rain should be wrapping up by this afternoon, and after that, clouds give way to sun and highs end up in the 50s. Partly cloudy, drier tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
37 degrees in Owings Mills and 34 in Pasadena. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that juvenile records are among the most tightly sealed government documents, but Baltimore City officials are asking state lawmakers to give City Hall broader access to some of them. At the State House on Thursday, representatives from Mayor Scott's office urged Muncie lawmakers to approve a bill that would allow the Mayor's Office of Children and Family Success and the Mayor's Office of African American Male Engagement to access records related to juveniles who are receiving services from the city. And the Maryland Department of Health is confirming a number of mumps cases in the state. As of February, 26 cases have been reported in 2026, with 19 confirmed and 7 of them probable. The recent cases have been occurring primarily in adults in the Baltimore metro area. Officials say the most effective prevention against a mumps infection is to get the MMR vaccine. Health leaders say the overall risk to the public is considered low. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 365, the pick 4, 9470. 705 on Casey and Company. Steinout Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. O's news, not good on Jordan Westberg. Reports out of Sarasota have the O's third baseman going for imaging on a body part that remains a mystery. O's not releasing that information. Westberg already suffering from an oblique strain in January. This is a story that bears watching. Meanwhile, the team preparing for their Grapefruit League opener in Sarasota against the Yanks today. Left-hander Trevor Rogers will take the hill for Baltimore at 1 p.m.
Took a lot of hard work and effort to get back to that point, and you know, I credit the Orioles pitching department. They've helped me so much just get back to the pitcher that I knew I could be.
Rogers coming off an historic season. His 181 earned run average was the lowest in franchise history, minimum of 100 innings pitched, and the lowest of any MLB starter with at least 100 innings since 1968. And after introducing their coordinators on Wednesday, the Ravens now going about their business shaping their roster. One player likely not to be here in 2026 is rush linebacker Kyle Van Noy, telling Rich Eisen on ESPN yesterday he doesn't think he's finished.
Personally, my statistics weren't where they have been in the last couple years, let alone
all of my career. I still have a lot of juice left. I still feel like I'm disruptive. I still feel like I can be a starter in the NFL.
Van Noy went from 12 and a half sacks in 2024 to just 2 a year ago. Coming up in 30 minutes, USA Men's Hockey in the spotlight today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680wcbm.com, text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Maryland business owners say they feel left behind and even abandoned by Governor Moore. More examples of liberalism truly, truly is a mental illness. Wait for this. It's unreal. Top story here is Governor Moore saying that he does not answer to the Democrat Party. An interview with Politico, which, by the way, I think the same day they interviewed Lockdown Larry. Isn't that a coincidence? He basically says he doesn't answer to the Democrats.
I don't come from a political world. I don't come from a political background. I don't come from the world of punditry. You know, when I first came on board, I was very clear that there is no political party that made me. In fact, the Democratic Party put millions of dollars to try to stop me from winning. Right? I don't answer to the Democratic Party. I don't answer to party bosses. I answer to the only people who made me the governor of Maryland, which is the people of Maryland.
He said that with a straight face, just in case you didn't see the video. He doesn't answer to party bosses, but he is doing the bidding of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Hugh Schumer on the redistricting, trying to eliminate Republican representation here with Andy Harris's seat. So, he doesn't answer to the Democrat Party, but he does answer to the teachers' unions. He does answer to the big Democrat donors. And if he says the Democrat Party didn't make him, they absolutely, not only did they make him, they fabricated him. This is Barack Obama 2.0. Where you have an embellished resume, where you have a lot of dark money going into the Trojan horse candidate. So you know, the fact of the matter is, and already in a blue state, we're the perfect state to try this kind of thing, along with California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts. Maryland's right up there in that. We're the perfect state to have these type of Trojan horse candidates. So I don't think anybody believes the fact that he doesn't answer the Democrat Party. Now, all of a sudden. Then, in an interview with the fake news network, Casey Hunt brought up the great-granddaddy and the KKK.
I think my question to you is there any truth to what the Free Beacon has written here?
There is no truth to what a right-wing blog writes about me. No, there is not. Because I know my family's history. I know my family's history is, you know, my grandfather is James Joshua Thomas, a man who was born in South Carolina. And my family, when he was just a toddler, that he was run out by the Ku Klux Klan. That he still returned to this country. He became the first black minister in the history of the Dutch Reformed Church. He died while I was in Afghanistan fighting for this country. And he had a deep Jamaican accent his entire life. And he's maybe the most patriotic American I've ever met. And I lived through him. He lives through me, his commitment to this country. And when the threats that came to his father, when people started making intimidating threats to him, when he became the first black minister in the history of the Dutch Reformed Church, he stuck. And he kept his chest out. And he continued to love the Lord and love his family and love his community. That's how I'm built. And so if anyone wants to question my family's history or question the history of the Ku Klux Klan, they should really ask the Ku Klux Klan, because they're the ones who should have the answers.
And those church records that show that one of your family members left voluntarily to take over for someone who had passed away, those records are wrong.
They should really ask the Ku Klux Klan about what their activities were in the 1920s.
Notice he doesn't answer the question. I was shocked that Casey Hunt did a follow-up question on that and kind of pressed him on it a little bit, but he never directly answers the question about what the Washington Free Beacon is reporting about the records not being there. Again, this is all part of a fabricated, manufactured narrative that he's been telling for decades now, when he says the Democrat Party didn't make me, they're aiding and abetting this kind of narrative and these kinds of lies. He tells a whopper, and we got that one for you coming up next. At 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Buddha Johnson.
I just went back down to the Bay Bridge and just checking. We had problems earlier, police activity really on both sides of the bridge at one point on the east end. All of that has gone, been gone for a while, and despite the rain, the pace is actually pretty good westbound from Route 8 and the traffic eastbound with the two lanes open. So no issues there right now other than the weather. Both the tunnels still hurting a little bit. We've improved somewhat from the backups earlier, but we're still looking at least 20-minute delays coming south. There was a wreck on 95 at O'Donnell Street. That's been gone for a while. 895 took some of the overflow. That's moved down now to right around Pulaski Highway. So from there, going into the tunnels, all the lanes are open. All four lanes are good right now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And, of course, with the rain, we're absolutely crawling now on the Beltway through Pikesville on the Parkville side, 795 down towards Wilkins Avenue. And there was a broken-down vehicle in the traveled portion on the BW Parkway southbound around the ramps at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, I just got a tip from a listener about a crash on Solomon's Island Road in Anne Arundel County, south of Maryland 665.
Yes, we talked about that before, and it's been going back and forth as to what exactly happened. They had the roadway blocked, and then they had the roadway open a little bit. Let me get an update. Got a second?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead. Okay. You look at it. I'll give you the weather forecast, and we'll get it caught up to date. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Wet this morning. Rain should move out by this afternoon. Then sunny high in the mid-50s to later today. Upper 30s tonight. Partly sunny and mild in the low 50s tomorrow. And then we're watching that storm system for Sunday into Monday. And right now we're looking at 39 in Pasadena and 40 in Stevensville. Chuck, you got an update for us?
It looks like now, from what we can see, the data is not showing anything left over there. So it looks like the wreck may have been cleared. Hang on now. That's the Gish man calling. We'll get to him in a minute. It looks like, from what I can see, it looks like the wreck was gone. It was on Route 2 between Mayo Road and Aris T. Allen Boulevard. But for right now, the data is showing no backup there. So it looks like to me it may be gone. There's a new wreck, though, Anne Arundel, Route 32 and Route 175.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
It is 7:16, and time once again for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, we've been excerpting a speech of Marco Rubio before the Munich Security Conference last weekend. There were some real gems in it, some golden nuggets. In fact, President Trump praising Marco Rubio yesterday, the Secretary of State, for that speech at the Board of Peace gathering. But this one's about borders, in Europe and borders here in the United States.
But we must also gain control of our national borders. Controlling who and how many people enter our countries, this is not an expression of xenophobia. It is not hate. It is a fundamental act of national sovereignty. And the failure to do so is not just an abdication of one of our most basic duties owed to our people. It is an urgent threat to the fabric of our societies and the survival of our civilization itself. And finally, we can no longer place the so-called global order above the vital interests of our people and our nations. We do not need to abandon the system of international cooperation we authored, and we don't need to dismantle the global institutions of the old order that together we built. But these must be reformed. These must be rebuilt. For example, the United Nations still has tremendous potential to be a tool for good in the world. But we cannot ignore that today, on the most pressing matters before us, it has no answers and has played virtually no role. It could not solve the war in Gaza. Instead, it was American leadership that freed captives from barbarians and brought about a fragile truce. It has not solved the war in Ukraine. It took American leadership in partnership with many of the countries here today just to bring the two sides to the table in search of a still elusive peace. It was powerless to constrain the nuclear program of radical Shia clerics in Tehran. That required 14 bombs dropped with precision from American B-2 bombers. And it was unable to address the threat to our security from a narco-terrorist dictator in Venezuela. Instead, it took American special forces to bring this fugitive to justice. In a perfect world, all of these problems and more would be solved by diplomats and strongly worded resolutions. But we do not live in a perfect world. And we cannot continue to allow those who blatantly and openly threaten our citizens and endanger our global stability to shield themselves behind abstractions of international law which they themselves routinely violate. This is the path that President Trump and the United States has embarked upon. It is the path we ask you here in Europe to join us on. It is a path we have walked together before and hope to walk together again.
Excellent speech. In fact, President Trump thought so, and he praised his Secretary of State yesterday at the Board of Peace gathering.
Marco does it with a velvet glove, but it's a kill, right? The result is the same. They do it very differently. And Marco, you really did yourself proud 2 days ago in Munich. In fact, so proud that I almost terminated his employ because they were saying, why can't Trump do this? I do, but I say it differently. But Marco, don't do any better than you did, please. Because if you do, you're out of here. But no, I want my guys to do great. And the acclaim he's gotten and the acclaim JD gets is great. We have smart people.
Yeah, we do. And at the later on, he had the Board of Peace gathering, which was very impressive. And then he went down to Rome, Georgia, on a campaign rally where he said, we must have the SAVE Act.
I have a new one to add, voter ID. The Democrats don't want to give us voter ID because they want to cheat. The only way they can cheat is if they look, we can stop them so easy. You know what they say? We don't want voter ID because it's racist. Okay? That's a good one. It's racist, though. I'll tell you what, when they look at the polls, 95% of the people want voter ID. Then you have proof of citizenship. So we want voter ID. We want proof of citizenship. For you to vote, let's prove that you're an American. So please, proof of citizenship. They're fighting that. They're fighting that. And then we don't want to have mail-in ballots where they're mailed in from all parts of the place. Mail-in ballots are crooked as hell. We're the only country in the world that used this type of mail-in ballot. The only country in the world. I'll tell you what, Republicans have to win this one. We'll never lose a race. For 50 years, we won't lose a race. We want voter ID. We want proof of citizenship. And we don't want mail-in ballots except for the military far away, except for people that are ill, disabled, or people that are away. Even for a vacation, we'll be generous, okay? Other than that, we don't want mail-in ballots because mail-in ballots, they cheat. Without tariffs, what would you do? You know what? Everybody would be bankrupt, everybody. The whole country would be bankrupt. And I have to wait for this decision. I've been waiting forever. Forever. And the language is clear that I have the right to do it as president. I have the right to put tariffs on for national security purposes. Countries that have been ripping us off for years, you know what they're doing? Using tariffs. What a country. So sad.
Day 397. In the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
722, and you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
This is Gil Kuda, Senior Vice President with Aegis Capital. On the Money is back on the air every Sunday afternoon at 5. We will discuss investment and financial topics important to individual investors. Listen in every Sunday afternoon at 5 for On the Money with Gil Kuda.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 895, again, has improved. At one point, it was backed up to Moravia Road. Now we're backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. That's almost just a normal delay as you're coming south. All four lanes are open here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then we're making the move towards 95 Russell Street and 395. And actually, the pace right here at O'Donnell Street doesn't look too bad. Just trying to get out to the camera at Eastern Avenue just to make doubly sure that everybody is still moving. Yeah, right there, it's not bad. It's a little bit slow, but really not any worse than it normally is with the rain. So right now, we'll say maybe 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most on the southbound side. If it doesn't get any worse than this, we can handle it for that part. But in the meantime, the Beltway with the rain is slow on the Parkville side. The inner loop at Green Spring didn't look too bad a couple of minutes ago. The outer loop is definitely busy from 795 as you're heading south down eventually towards Route 40 West. There's a vehicle fire, and it's a problem in western Maryland, eastbound I-70. The vehicle fire is east of the big interchange at Interstate 81. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start out wet, rainy this morning and through mid-morning, but then later this afternoon, sunshine will come out. High in the mid-50s tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and mild, low 50s. And then Sunday gets interesting. We're getting some precipitation. Could start off with snow, change over to rain, then change back to snow into Monday morning. So it's going to be interesting. We'll have more details here tomorrow for you as the storm system gets closer, so stay tuned to WCBM for your latest forecast information via Fox 45's Weather Authority. And right now, it is raining in many areas here this morning, and had that fog again this morning as you came to work. 39 in Middle River, and it is 39 in Baltimore City. I just want to point out one thing. I didn't get time in the MAG update to make this point, but something historic is happening with the American economy. And fortunately, most people don't know about it because the media doesn't cover it. And even some conservative talk radio or alleged conservatives don't want to cover it because I think it proves that President Trump's tariffs work. Okay? We bought into this false choice. Either you have a capitalist free trading system or a government-run or abetted socialist system, and that's a false choice. President Trump is reinstalling the American system. And for the first time in 27 years, America produces more steel than Japan. That is a fact. The first new aluminum smelter in 50 years is going up in Oklahoma. The first graphite processing plant in over 70 years is opening in New York. TSMC is building a $100 billion semiconductor plant. Hyundai is investing $26 billion. And this is just the beginning. In fact, the president called it the Republican New Deal. Fixing the system by growing it, not government handouts, not compensate the loser programs. Real production, real jobs, real investment flowing back into American communities. And it takes time to reinstate this. And the economy is still humming along pretty good. There are some bumps. There are a few glitches here and there. But Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent put it plainly. He said the bottom 50% of Americans are not losers. The system was just broken. And now it's being fixed by the president and the American system. And this is the way it should be. This attempt at globalism, it's good we can have trade. But even with all of this, the trade deficit is still high because we can't get Europe to completely open up their market. So he's working on that. By the way, Wes Moore was caught telling a whopper the other day about ICE agents, and the reason why he signed the 287G ban on formal agreements.
We're not going to allow ICE to deputize our local law enforcement who are trained and who are accountable. I will not, I have too much respect for local law enforcement to ask them to be deputized by an agency that is now putting people in our streets who are untrained, unqualified, and unaccountable.
That's a lie. That is a flat-out lie. There was no ICE agreement, 287G, in the state of Maryland, in the nine jurisdictions that signed on, that deputized any of the sheriff's deputies. Not one. All these agreements did was they screened for immigration status once they were in custody in jail. And if they were found to have a warrant out for them, ICE was called. When a criminal illegal alien was about to be released from jail, ICE was called. That is not a deputizing, and that is a lie. So, again, he knows. He knows it's a lie. So when you know something is a lie and you tell it anyway, that's malice aforethought. And that's why this governor cannot be trusted. Not for another term, for sure. That's why we need guys like Ed Hale Sr., John Myrick, Dan Cox, et al. You got to pick up your game, guys. Got to step it up every day. Every day you've got to flaunt his vulnerabilities and put out to the American the people of Maryland exactly who he is and what he is doing. All right? 729, the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. We're there for you 24/7. Unless somebody comes in. I mean, by the way, you know Governor Moore has not filed yet? Yeah. So normally the incumbents wait to the last second. Anyway, sorry for the detour there. But anyway, law offices Michael A. Friedman there for you 24/7. Should you ever need them, serious accidents resulting in serious injury require serious legal representation. And the best in the business is Michael Friedman and his son Stephen, his daughter-in-law Rachel Alpert Friedman. They put your recovery is priority number one. You get back to work, back to your family, back to running your business. Just call them. They'll take care of everything, and I do mean everything. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. At 7:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. WBFF-TV reports that the U.S. Marshal Service has joined the search for a suspect wanted in what police have described as an unprovoked stabbing in Baltimore. Ricardo Antonio Calix Meja, 30, is wanted on a half dozen charges, including first-degree attempted murder, second-degree attempted murder, first-degree assault, second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and use of a dangerous weapon with intent to injure. An Aberdeen man has pleaded guilty to federal charges after posting online threats targeting Black and Muslim communities and threatening to kill politicians and their families. 46-year-old Raymond Pumphrey made the threats on YouTube and other social media sites, and he is facing a maximum of 5 years in prison. Pumphrey is scheduled to be sentenced on June 29th. And a bill in the Maryland Senate will prohibit some January 6th insurrectionists from serving in certain government roles. The bill's sponsors say allowing those convicted individuals to hold positions of public trust would threaten the functioning of government, undermine public confidence, and place authority in the hands of those who tried to violently overthrow lawful institutions. Legislators in Connecticut, New York, and Virginia have proposed similar restrictions. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation's pothole repair blitz is underway to address storm-related road damage from last month's winter storm. Since the pothole blitz began on Monday, the city has filled more than 1,400 potholes citywide. In addition to repairing potholes that have been reported to 311, crews are repairing craters that they find during their workday. The city says it will be sharing regular data and updates so residents can see how many potholes are being filled and where crews are working. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. Having lived through the Cold War, including a hitch in the Navy, I have firsthand knowledge that Ronald Reagan's peace through strength strategy works. Prior to the end of the Vietnam War, America's firepower was evident by the number of ships, aircraft, and GIs that could be seen waving the stars and stripes around the globe. 50 years later, that all had changed until recently with Donald Trump making us great again. But we still may be losing the longer war for survival, and the future of our country may hang in the balance. Cultural Marxism took over our education system in the 60s and made its way throughout the public sector. Many now have the mindset of entitlement. We say we're one nation under God, but many don't see it that way. God says if his people would turn from their sins and pray, he would forgive them and heal their land. Does the future of America rest with God's people? We better pray as if it does. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side, the outer loop delays are there, and state police say in the backup there was a broken down vehicle reported. Haven't seen it yet. Outer loop near the triple bridges here at I-70. It's very slow, but it's moving. They're reacting to the weather, and it's heavy from there down crossing into Frederick Road, and then eventually down the hill towards Frederick Road. The pace there is good. A lot of spray from the vehicles, but we're moving down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. The one new wreck from Anne Arundel County was Route 32 at Route 175. And you'll see a couple of minor accidents on 95 North, one after White Marsh on the shoulder, then again northbound at the Harford County line, also on the shoulder, and not creating any problems right now on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a wet start to your Friday with more rain through the morning. Rain should be wrapping up by this afternoon, and after that, clouds give way to sun and highs end up in the 50s. Partly cloudy, drier tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The old saying in sports is that the most important ability an athlete can have is his or her availability. And that is increasingly becoming a question mark for Jordan Westberg. The team being very cryptic about Westberg's latest injury on display in this interview given by manager Craig Albernaz to the Baltimore Sun.
Yeah, right now he's physically unable to participate right now. So he's getting evaluated by a medical team and also outside people to make sure we have a plan in place and see what's going on with Jordan and get him going.
Is that the oblique or the elbow?
Just physically unable to go.
Is there fear that things are worse than originally assumed?
I just want to make sure that we do our due diligence and make sure Jordan is in the best chance to play this year.
Those are key words. Westberg has gone for imaging on an unspecified body part, getting medical opinions from doctors outside the Orioles training staff. And the Birds haven't said if the injury is related to the oblique issue that stalled Westberg in January. Seeing if he could play at any point this year is not a good thing to be saying about Jordan Westberg at this point. Meanwhile, spring training rolls on without Westberg as Trevor Rogers takes the hill today in Sarasota. It's game one of the Grapefruit League action, O's and Yanks at 1 p.m. Quite a different spring for Rogers from the one he experienced back in 2025.
My confidence was probably the lowest it's ever been since I've played the game since I was small, and it was the first time coming into camp where I was regretting it. I'm like, man, I don't want to go through this again.
And 1 year later, Rogers coming off the best season of his career. USA men's hockey in action this afternoon at 3:10 p.m. Semifinal game against Slovakia, not to be underrated, according to USA forward Matt Tkachuk.
They compete hard. They're big. They're physical. They use the crowd. I know we talked about their crowds have been very good for them.
Yeah, Canada and Finland skate at 10:40 a.m. in the other semifinal. Yesterday, the women paved the way for the men with a thrilling comeback against the Canadiens.
And
the outlet pass for Keller, a defenseman. Nice move. Cuts to the net. Score! Megan Keller, the overtime hero.
Kenny Albert had the call on NBC Sports. Two-time gold medal winner Megan Keller with the golden goal. U.S. a 2-1 winner over our neighbors to the north. Medal count as the games wind down in Milano Cortina. U.S. has moved past Italy and into second with 27 total, 9 golds. Norway leads the way with 34, 16 of them gold. Big high school basketball tilt in Baltimore yesterday. Senior guard Carter Fisk pours in 42 points, leading St. Francis to an 83-62 win over arch rival Mount St. Joe in an MIAA semifinal. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Bears are moving on from Chicago.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop. Shoot. Improve.
Well, they're certainly not the first ones to do this, but Indiana lawmakers in the State House Ways and Means Committee unanimously approved an amendment yesterday to pave the way for the Chicago Bears to move from Soldier Field in Chicago to Hammond, Indiana, just across the border, for a new stadium there, which could be ready by 2028. And again, it's not like this is the first time it's happened in the NFL, but there's just something weird about Chicago playing in Indiana.
Well, yeah, number one, like in hockey, they have the original six. The Chicago Bears franchise has always been one of the linchpins, foundations of the National Football League.
Originally, the Decatur Staleys, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So
Hallis moved them.
How can you have the Chicago Bears and they're playing in a different state? But look, you're right, there's precedence for this. I mean, you got the Jets and the Giants playing in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Redskins playing in Landover for a while. They're returning to Washington in 2030. It's just who gets the best deal right now. It's not about loyalty. It's not about staying in the city that supported you for, you know, decades or hundreds of years. It's about who's going to give you the stadium, who's going to give you the money.
And it's not even about football anymore. It's about entertainment areas. Yeah. And that's exactly one of the reasons why they're moving to this place, because it's not only going to be a football stadium, it's going to be bars and restaurants and clubs and that stuff around there.
And the mayor of Chicago is just an idiot, Brandon Johnson.
That's the truth.
Yeah, he is just a flat-out idiot. So if they had actually a competent mayor, I think they probably would have saved it. But I don't know, is it a done deal? Did they sign the contract?
No, it's not a done deal. But this bill did pass the House Ways and Means Committee, so that's going to pave the way. By the way, the mileage difference, you had mentioned that Landover Stadium is, what, about 20 miles outside of D.C.?
Oh, it's less than that.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so this is 15 miles from Soldier Field. So it's not like they're going across the country.
I think it's 11 miles from D.C., if that. In Landover. So this is double it's like 23 miles or whatever.
The Indiana Bears. Doesn't have the same ring to
the Hammond Bears.
The Hammond Bears.
The
Hammond
Bears.
Sounds like a AAA hockey team.
Yes, it does. All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I've often said liberalism is a mental illness. Okay? And people go, what are you talking about, Sean? They're trying to reconcile everything that the radical left does and their fractured illogic. But now we've got a couple of examples for you here this morning that I wanted to share with you. One is, this happened out in, I believe, in California. There is a young woman. She's an Indian, and she is a radical leftist. Her name is Aridai Patel, left-wing activist who threatened to murder members of the Bakersfield, California City Council. Let's listen to what she said.
I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the Global South practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers. The increased criminalization for no need other than you don't like when people come and hold you guys accountable for introducing ceasefire resolutions, because the only escalation in violence has been by you all, and so there's no need to continue. In the last 5 years I've attended city council meetings, there's never been metal detectors, there's never been more cops. The only reason you're doing it is because people actually don't care if you guys don't like them, and they're actually resisting, so you want to criminalize them. So regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you, they'll let you die, and for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
So there it is. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you. That is a direct threat to the Bakersfield City Council members, and they did have her arrested and charged after that threat. Well, now the decision has been put in by the judge. In Kern County, a California Superior Court judge has granted this nutbag a mental health diversion, meaning instead of facing imprisonment or traditional prosecution for her conduct, she enters a court-supervised mental health treatment program and can ultimately see all 21 felony charges dismissed if she completes the program successfully. Yes, they determined her behavior wasn't evil, wasn't criminal, it was just nuts. So proof that liberalism truly is a mental illness. Then there's Ed Markey and Jamila Priyapal and so many of the Democrats now on an 80-20 issue on trans rights. Most of America is not signed on to, and nobody wants to see anybody discriminated or bullied or whatever the case may be, but they don't believe men can be females and vice versa, and they don't believe they should, biological males should be competing as females. Ed Markey, the senator from Massachusetts, came out and introduced the Trans Bill of Rights.
We're going to fight every single day to put trans rights into the law of our country, because trans rights are human rights, and that's why my colleagues and I have laid out a simple yet powerful truth in the Trans Bill of Rights. Trans people have the right to live free from discrimination. Trans people have the right to live free from violence. And trans people have the right to live free from government intrusion into their bodies and into their lives. Our resolution affirms the right to gender-affirming health care, the right to accurate identity documents, the right to fully participate in school, in work, and in public life, just like anyone else.
Yeah, well, this would be sort of like the right to be mentally ill. That's what this is all about. And the bill of transgender bill of rights, which sort of is an oxymoron, co-sponsored by Pocahontas, Crazy Maisie, Ron Wyden, Martin Heinrich, Alex Padilla, just Bernie Sanders, Bolshevik Bernie, just all the radical left-wing nut jobs in the United States Senate and in the House of Representatives. 743. By the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Call us right now. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. And you get to match wits with the panel right now. Let's get the latest on traffic and weather on the freeze with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We mentioned a little while ago about this wreck on Route 32 westbound. It's gotten a little bit worse with the road blockage and all the police investigation westbound at Route 175. It's backed up to Burns Crossing Road. So that's a pretty good backup as you're coming up from the split at I-97 on Route 32 and headed west, eventually coming up the hill towards the accident scene. So factor that in. Looks like the broken down vehicle had cleared from the outer loop at I-70. We're still backed up to the ramps at 795, but it looks like now the lanes are moving, and we see all three lanes moving underneath the bridge at I-70. Both the tunnels still backed up a little bit. Not bad, though, considering now the weather. Not horrendous, maybe 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most on 95 and 895. JFX, you've been doing okay. Still clear. Just watch your speed southbound from Ruxton Road. You know the expressway gets a little windy after Northern Parkway through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and a peek into the weekend today. We start with morning rain, then leaving, clearing out by later this afternoon. We should see the sunshine later on today, mid-50s, overnight, upper 30s, partly sunny, mild tomorrow, low 50s. Sunday, going to be interesting, could start off as rain, mix over to snow. That snow could be in a Sunday night, Monday morning as well. 39 right now in Severn, 43 in Ocean City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you'll be the winner. Joe in Parkville is our contestant. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
Okay. There's something very mysterious about you, Joe. I'm not quite sure what it is. All right, here we go. Story number one. Canada's medical assistance and dying program originally presented as this very narrow last resort option, but a family is now accusing Canada of killing the disabled and vulnerable months after their own son, who suffered from seasonal depression, died by assisted suicide. The young man was only 26 years old and was euthanized in Canada. Story two, a Texas teenager has been awarded a staggering $3.2 million jury verdict after a classroom's mom fueled viral social media claims that he was a racist bully when he just did dumb, immature things. The teen was accused of racially motivated bullying after he and several other eighth graders were filmed duping their middle school classmate, Samarian Humphrey, who happens to be black, drinking his own urine during a birthday sleepover in Texas in 2021. $3.2 million reward. And story three, progressive Democrat James Tallarico, who is running in Texas, went on The Late Show with Colbert to explain how Democrats can be Christians, too. All they really have to do is ignore everything in the Bible. Tallarico, Texas State Representative running for U.S. Senate, said, explained to Colbert that Democrats can easily be Christians by using the one small trick of just saying that you read the Bible, but you don't necessarily follow it. All right. Is it story one? 26-year-old with seasonal depression, sufferer euthanized by the country of Canada. Story two, $3.2 million jury reward to a white teenager accused of a stupid prank against a black teen. Or story three, the progressive Democrat saying, hey, you can say you're a Christian and read the Bible, you just don't follow it. All right, let's start with Kristen this morning.
Well, I think, sadly, I could see the Canada story being true, assisted suicide, and also the Texas teen stories. I think I'm going to go with number three.
All right, Kristen goes for story three. Chuck?
Two.
Chuck goes for two. Maggie?
Three.
Maggie also for three. And Joe in Parkville?
Going to try and go for three.
Three. All right, Joe goes with the ladies today. Story number one, the 26-year-old euthanized for seasonal depression in Canada. Sad but true story. Story two, the $3.2 million jury reward to the white teenager for a stupid prank against a black teenager. True story. That makes story three our fake news story of the day. So the ladies and Joe are winners today. Unfortunately, Chuck, that means that you are a loser.
It's all right.
All right. I don't mean personally you're a loser. You just lost this particular segment.
Doesn't matter. 90 minutes from now, I'll be out the door anyway.
you got 1 foot out the door now, don't you?
As soon as I move this chair a little further over.
All right, Joe, I'll put you on hold until you to pick up your prize. Appreciate the playing the game. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. But seriously, you know, the Trans Bill of Rights, this is something, all these issues, supporters, pretty much, you know, it's interestingly enough, President Trump has removed borders as an issue. Okay? Have you noticed that? Borders is no longer an issue for Americans. Economy remains number one. That's why he's embarking on these rallies and stops to tell the people that the economy is improving. It is getting better. And they are making a lot of inroads. But the midterms, you know, it's tough for a president to hold on to both houses. Usually it's only happened twice in history. And so he wants to kind of change that whole thing. Over the weekend, we'll do some research for you. Come back on what the redistricting numbers are here, where they stand. It was believed that we need at least 10 House seats to hang on to the House. I don't think we're anywhere close to that based on all the other court rulings and so on and so forth. But then again, we have that Supreme Court decision waiting to come up as well. It's going to be very interesting how this whole thing plays out. Coming up next, Maryland business owners feel that they've been abandoned and left behind. We'll explain in just a second. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny and his team of agents work very hard to get your home ready for sale. In fact, they have all sorts of programs. They have the trade-in program where, just like a car, you can trade your home in and to get another one. Vinny's got all the details there. There's the sell your home, stay in your home program up to 12 months. And that's usually because sometimes people have a tough time timing, you know, the sale and purchase of a different home. Sometimes you buy your new home and you wait to sell the other home and whatever and vice versa. So Vinny will tell you all about that. And then there's the fix-it program, where maybe your home is in need of repair before you can sell it, and you don't feel like dealing with the hassle of hiring the contractors and putting all the money up front. Well, they'll do it for you, and they'll subtract whatever money has been spent at settlement. So those are just three of the many programs that Vinny has. Look, one thing is for sure. Once you both agree on price and time frame and you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell, and it does. 410-709-7515 is the number. 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up to the top of the hour, there's more on Poopgate. Give you the latest on that. A little bit later on in the program at 8:37, Delegate Nino Mangione joins us to go on the House. And we do have a new audit out that says with the payroll and benefits and overtime, Maryland is badly mismanaging taxpayer money and costing us in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So that should not really be a surprise to anyone. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Vambati Whitaker.
Back down at the Bay Bridge, and now the rain has lightened up a little bit, but now the fog is now settling in. There was a report, the reason we came down, was a report of an accident westbound after Route 8, and I'm just looking in the area, and I don't see anything at Route 8. I don't see anything beyond Route 8, so maybe it was there 15, 20 minutes ago, not there right now, but you'll be traveling with your low-beam headlights on. No big issues right now. Could be some slowing, of course, at I-97 and Route 32, and then they're still working on the wreck at Route 32 westbound at Route 175 in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a wet start to the day, but eventually that is going to clear out here. Be sunshine later this afternoon, mid-50s, tonight upper 30s. Tomorrow looks to be the nicest day of the weekend, sunny and mild, low 50s, and then Sunday we're expecting some precipitation, depends on temperature, but a mixture of rain, maybe sleet, and then changing over to snow, could be snowy Sunday night into Monday morning, affecting Monday morning rush hour. Right now, 39 in Parkville, 39 in Baltimore City. Let's go to Ken in Pasadena. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How you doing, Sean?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to say something about this oral tradition that Pax Moore is talking about his great-grandfather or whatever and all that. I've been doing genealogy for about 30 years in my family, and we had this one big tradition, a family tradition, came down vocally that said that the man who was my third great-grandfather in Germany was a music teacher, an instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was at, I hooked up with a another descendant in Germany. His great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, had the same, the musician, and he lives in Germany. He's been doing genealogy for like 40 years. The true story is that the man was musical. He played the organ in church, but he was a clerk in a business. So when I put that news out to the family, they were heartbroken.
Yeah,
because they had this big musical. These vocal traditions, they're like the party game where you sit in a circle and somebody whispers in your ear and it goes around the
room. Yeah, telephone.
Comes out the end. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I think you're right. Any kind of oral history, yeah. if it's yeah. not written down, if it's not to say that everything is false, but it right. does have a chance yeah. over history to be distorted and manipulated and massaged, and that way if you yeah. don't have the proper records, you can't really trust it.
Yeah. But, Horst, my third cousin, once removed, over in Germany, he's got it all the way back to our 13th great-grandfather who was born in Zurich, Switzerland in 1500. So,
yeah, I mean,
it's been a lot of fun.
Yep. And then, look, I've had stuff that my... my grandmother, God rest her soul, when she lived to be 102. I remember her telling me,
oh, wow.
stories of of my grandfather, my paternal grandfather, who I never knew because he died when my dad was just a young boy. And she would tell me stories about him, and you know, you'd try to find some documentation of it, couldn't find it. So, not to say that the story was false, but it's hard to authenticate if you don't have any documentation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ken, thanks so much.
Alrighty.
All right, you have a great day.
Have a good weekend.
You do the
Bye-bye.
Same. Appreciate that. Let's go next to, is this Lawrence? Lawrence in Centerville. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we're officially running for governor of the state of Maryland. My lieutenant governor is Jeremy Shiflett. And we're Republicans, and we're looking forward to talking to you guys more often on the radio, if you'll have us in there.
Yeah, no, look, we just have to verify your filing status. And
yes.
And once we verify your filing status, we'd love to have you on the show. So thanks for bringing it to our attention. We'll put you on hold, and my producer, Kristen, will get your information. We'll set you up for an interview, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. You guys have a good day. I listen to your radio station almost every morning, by the way.
All right, thanks, Lawrence. I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on for just a second. I appreciate that. So we want to give everybody fair access, equal treatment here, and so we'll find out about Lawrence. Kristen will get that all squared away. Coming up a little bit later on. So, yeah, there are nine. I did find that out yesterday. There are nine Republican, and there'll be 10 once Ed Hale files. Yesterday he announced his running mate, Tyrone Keyes. I know Tyrone personally, he is a good guy, and he is a financial planner and wizard. So he's going to be the running mate for Ed Hale Sr., and he announced that yesterday in Canton. And then he's going to file officially. Now, we know Governor Moore hasn't filed officially yet. Sometimes the incumbent governors wait to the last minute in order to file, and that's what I think he's going to do. We've heard from his camp there's no question he's going to file, and Ed Hale will file. So now there'll be 10 Republicans running against each other in the upcoming primary. So it's a crowded field, it's going to be a stampede is what it's going to be. And we'll see who crosses the finish line first when all is said and done. So coming up next, we'll have the Maryland business owners that said they feel they've been abandoned by this governor and left behind. Delegate Dino Mangione will go on the House with us a little bit later on, 8:37 here on the show. And, of course, a little bit later on, a state audit basically summing up that Maryland financial management is, it's bonkers. And it's costing taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. The Best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. It is 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. 10 to 15 days, that's the timeline President Trump has laid out for his decision on a possible military strike on Iran. Mr. Trump says military action is possible if there's no progress in U.S.-Iran talks over the Islamic Republic's nuclear ambitions.
Iran and the United States are both applying naval pressure to the talks over Tehran's nuclear program. The Russian Navy released video footage on Wednesday showing one of its warships docking in an Iranian port ahead of a joint exercise. Meanwhile, the Americans brought another aircraft carrier close to the Middle East. The movements of additional American warships and airplanes to the region don't guarantee a U.S. strike on Iran, but it gives President Trump the option to do so if he chooses to. I'm Karen Shammas.
We've been hearing it for years, all of the speculation about space aliens and UFOs. President Trump calls it extremely interesting, so much so that he's ordering the release of all government files on the subject. A few days ago, former President Obama said that aliens are real, but he says he hasn't seen any of them. Today's agenda for President Trump includes breakfast with some governors. Mr. Trump did not invite two Democrats, Maryland's Wes Moore and Jared Polis of Colorado. They'll have to eat somewhere else. The president has chaired the first meeting of an international body committed to stabilizing and rebuilding war-torn Gaza.
The Board of Peace is showing how a better future can be built starting right here in this room, and
I want to let you know that the United States is going to make a contribution of $10 billion to the Board of Peace.
Nine other members of the Board of Peace pledging a total of $7 billion for its work. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down about 90 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 47 points, and the S&P futures 12 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We finally located that wreck heading over to the Bay Bridge. It's westbound near the Kent Narrows Bridge, so a little bit further east on the shoulder, completely off the roadway. But with the fog and with the light rain, it's going to attract some attention. So just heads up there. You might want to stay out of the right lane with the first responders there working at the scene. A little bit of a slowdown right there on the westbound side. New minor wreck, I-97 southbound at the ramp at Route 100, and we're still slow from the earlier wreck on Route 32 westbound at Route 175 in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a wet start to your Friday with more rain through the morning. Rain should be wrapping up by this afternoon, and after that, clouds give way to sun and highs end up in the 50s. Partly cloudy, drier tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
39 degrees in Pikesville and 41 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Anne Arundel County Police will be wearing new patches to more clearly distinguish officers from federal ICE agents. According to the Baltimore Banner, the new patches will prominently display Anne Arundel County Police on the back of officers' vests, so residents know it's a person they know they can trust. Anne Arundel County Police do not enforce federal immigration laws and never ask about someone's immigration status. The Maryland Department of Health is confirming a number of mumps cases in the state. As of February, 26 cases have been reported in 2026, with 19 confirmed and 7 of them probable. The recent cases have been occurring primarily in adults in the Baltimore metro area. Officials say the most effective prevention against a mumps infection is to get the MMR vaccine. Health leaders say the overall risk to the public is considered low. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 365, the pick 4, 9470. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Front End and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, there'll be no rebuild for Baltimore this year. The expectations are, as always, for the football team Super Bowl. And it's now head coach Jesse Minter's job to deliver.
We're on a sprint as a coaching staff up until April 6th to make sure that we're ready for the players. And then when they get here, it's about creating an environment that they feel great about, that they feel like they're becoming better, that they feel like they're improving, they feel like they're becoming the best version of themselves.
And the biggest questions facing general manager Eric DaCosta and company is, who are those players? 21 Ravens are free agents this offseason, and there are rumblings in Pittsburgh that one of them, Tyler Linderbaum, is interested in the Steelers. Here was Linderbaum asked point blank after the season-ending loss in Steel City.
Do you want to be back here?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was before John Harbaugh was fired. There's a change of direction now with the Ravens, and it's unclear what the team's plans are for Tyler Linderbaum and vice versa. Meanwhile, the Orioles are dealing with further complications regarding Jordan Westberg. The O's third baseman now apparently with another injury, unspecified at this point, on top of the oblique he suffered in January. Here was Westberg 5 days ago before this latest setback popped up.
For me personally, it's disappointing. I felt like when I was on the field, like I played pretty well. The struggle was staying on the field. So my biggest takeaway going into the offseason was kind of like, what can I do in preparation to try and put together a full season?
Westberg was limited to 85 games a year ago, only 107 the year before. Coming up in 30 minutes, more NFL games are going to streamers. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show, and you can do that with a free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, a state audit basically says Maryland is... they are poor money managers when it comes to payroll, overtime, and benefits, and it's costing taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Delegate Nina Maggioni goes on the House here in about half an hour. Coming up here, our first top story is that Maryland business owners are feeling abandoned, left behind. Maryland is one of the worst. I think it's the second worst state in the country to start and maintain a business. And, of course, the governor has made all sorts of promises.
Leave no one behind.
Leave no one behind in our work. Let's keep up the work, keep up the faith, and let's make sure we leave no one behind inside of this process. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, there are business owners. Fox 45's Gary Collins reached out to a farmer by the name of Charles Cox, a restaurant owner, Catherine Hamilton, and they're feeling rather left behind these days.
I don't know if he's left us behind or if he's just hasn't really even... considered us. We're not in his purview, I don't think.
Why do you say that?
The budget, for one.
I think people have definitely locked up their wallets because we don't really know what's going to happen.
They've locked up their wallets because of the massive, massive tax increases, vehicle registration fees, permits, all the fees. We have been nickeled and dimed to death, and that was before the skyrocketing electric bills. And remember, the governor made a promise, or some call it an oath, but he called it an oath, but it's a promise to Marylanders.
3 years ago, we swore an oath, and the oath was to fight on behalf of the people of this state. That we would fight for the family that was struggling to get by.
The rebate program, where you take taxpayer money and then you put it into the CEF fund, and then you turn around and give it back to us in the form of rebates. That's your definition of fighting? Catherine Hamilton, the restaurant owner, saying that the electric bill is killing her company.
My electric bill is close to $1,800 a month. Yep, so that's been a jump as well. And we haven't changed anything. Like, we haven't added more equipment or anything like that in the past couple of years.
Charter boat captain Brian Harmon, who fishes the Chesapeake Bay, says he believes that the governor has abandoned the watermen of Maryland.
Captain, has the governor left you behind?
I would actually say it's probably worse than that. We've been abandoned. We've asked the governor. The charter boat industry has taken a horrific hit in the last 2 years with business declining for a variety of reasons. And we actually wrote the governor's office trying to ask for assistance, never heard anything at all. And to this day, we still can't get a response from the governor's office trying to help us.
Yeah, can't even get an answer back. And then when they did get an answer back, it was something about be careful of some kind of fish spawning during the summer months and in August or whatever the case may be. And the captain says there are no fish spawning in August in the Chesapeake Bay. I've been doing this for 40 years. What are they talking about? So the governor likes to talk about IT, especially when he's taxing them, 3% IT tax. Remember that? That was last year, too. He likes to talk about data centers. He likes to talk about AstraZeneca coming, Big Pharma coming to the state of Maryland. But the problem is, for the people out there, everyday jobs, farmers, the plumbers, the electricians, the restaurant owners, the charter boat captains, and at all, you have been left behind. You have been abandoned. Governor Moore is disengaged from the rest of the state because of his presidential ambitions. He can deny it all he wants, but we've seen it. I've seen the pattern now. We've seen it, and this is bipartisan. Lockdown Larry had stars in his eyes. So did Marty the musician. And now we've got Governor Tax and Spend More. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is Chuck Whitaker.
What about the lowly traffic reporters left behind?
Yeah, well, there are some lowly ones, and then there's you.
Even lower.
You sit on the throne. You're the king of all traffic.
That's why my legs are asleep after 3 hours.
That's right. Well, you need to stop sitting on your scepter.
Excuse me? Pardon me for protruding, but in the meantime, you know, we did okay after we had all this big mess at the Fort McHenry Tunnel earlier this morning. So right now, we're moving some traffic south, still backed up on 895 and 95 South. They're reacting to the weather, but it's only about 15, maybe 10 minutes in some areas now southbound. The exit ramp from 95 onto the BW Parkway, that's a long ramp that takes you way down around there and over the Gwynns Falls and eventually out onto Russell Street and onto the Parkway. That ramp is slow. I don't know if there's anything there at the end of the ramp or not. The sky ramp into the city looks good this morning. There was a broken down vehicle, Ritchie Highway southbound near the ramp at Route 50. They were working on the wreck at Route 32 at Route 175. And if you're traveling in the city, the traffic lights may be out. Definitely a heads up for that at Bel Air Road at Hamilton Avenue up on the northeast side, or Blair Road if you're Huffman Awnings. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off with foggy, wet, more rain in the area. It's going to stick with us here for at least a couple hours. By this afternoon, we should clear out, dry out, sunny, mid-50s. Tonight, upper 30s, and then tomorrow is the nicer day of the two, sunny and mild, low to mid-50s. Sunday, it's going to be interesting, maybe starting off as snow, changing over to rain, back to snow again, Sunday night into Monday morning. Monday morning rush hour is going to be a little bit interesting. Right now, 40 in Middle River, and it is 40 in Pasadena. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time for America 250 celebration. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality on this date in history as we celebrate America 250. 1792, the United States Postal Service was established. Back then, it was 6 to 12 cents to mail your letter, depending upon distance. Now we have the forever stamp. Who even knows what the price is at this point? I think I did that on purpose. 1872, the Met, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, opened in New York City. 1939, tens of thousands of Nazi supporters gathered for a rally at New York City's Madison Square Garden to celebrate the rise of Adolf Hitler. Yes, indeed. 1944, people don't remember this battle, the Battle of Inawatak, but U.S. forces taking the Inawatak Atoll at the cost of 37 American lives and 94 wounded. Japanese losses were heavy, 800 dead and 23 prisoners. It was on this day, 1962, astronaut John Glenn becomes the first American to orbit Earth. He landed safely after three orbits in a Mercury spacecraft. The previous year, Russian Yuri Gagarin was the first person to orbit the Earth. 1998, Tara Lipinski, at the age of 15, becomes the youngest winner of the Ladies Olympic gold medal in figure skating history. And stay tuned later this hour. You'll hear the new holder of that record. And in 2020, a federal judge sentenced Republican strategist and former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone to 40 months in prison for his conviction on several criminal counts stemming from the Justice Department's bogus Russia hoax and investigation. And of course, remember they perp walked him out in the middle with his wife in his underwear, and CNN was already there when they arrived. Then President Donald Trump granted Stone a full pardon in December of 2020. And that is a look at America 250, which we will celebrate on July the 4th, Independence Day, later this year. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up on 820, 20 minutes after the hour, that means it's time. It's Vinny Steo time. That's right, each and every Friday at this time, Vinny joins us. And from your home sold guaranteed realty company, good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed, and we're just 1 month from spring, so keep that in mind.
Oh,
and
goodness.
We were talking last week about options home sellers have going into the colder weather and holidays. So if a seller wants to be, wait a minute, that's a wrong piece of copy I have there. I don't know where I got that.
We're going to be, I had mentioned to you earlier that since we've been talking about sellers, you know, it'd probably be a good idea to talk about buyers and what we're doing. And you know, Sean, I love talking about buyers. And the number one thing that we teach our buyers is that you make money when you buy, not when you sell. So buying smart, especially in a shifting market, is so important.
Indeed it is. And, you know, we're looking at, as we move to springtime, what should buyers be looking at?
Well, I think, you know, the agent that they choose to help them is really important. You know, most real estate companies will pay thousands of dollars to have, you know, when you're searching online on those popular websites like Zillow and Realtor.com, they have that schedule showing button. And, you know, real estate companies pay thousands of dollars to have you press that button. And then you get connected with an agent that, you know, you don't know their qualifications. You have no assurance of their experience to be able to help you navigate this challenging market that we're in right now. And, you know, negotiating is one of the important things that buyers should be looking for. You know, one of the key criteria, and I speak with agents every single week, great people, but they have no clue on how to negotiate. And just because your agent is nice and they're a hard worker doesn't mean that they're qualified to help you find the best house at the best price.
Right. And, you know, when you talk about navigating the market and so on and so forth, what do you mean by navigate, negotiate with the buyers?
Well, I think, you know, being able to negotiate is is a really key element for, you know, if you're looking for an agent, you know, that's one of the key criteria. And, you know, when we work with buyers, we're not only focusing on identifying homes that match their specific criteria, but we're also identifying homes that you cannot find anywhere online. So these are homes you're not going to see on Zillow or, you know, any of those popular websites. Some other things that we do for our buyers, Sean, is that we provide them a one-year home warranty covering all the major systems of the house. So this way they have, you know, nothing to worry about if something goes down in the house. Plus, they get our 24-month exclusive love-it-or-leave-it guarantee. And to top it all off, Sean, this year we are relaunching our $10,000 buyer savings guarantee. Well, we'll guarantee upfront in writing that you'll save at least $10,000 on your next home purchase, or I'll personally pay you $1,000. So if you'd like to make money when you buy, you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Did you run that by the wife, Vinny?
She knows. It's big news in our house.
Her ears perked up when she said, personally pay you $1,000. But we know what you mean. All right. So, Vinny, thanks again. So, sorry for the screw up here. I left the copy.
It's all good. No, I'm glad we got to talk about the buy side. It's one of my favorite things to talk about.
This is what happens when I have too many papers to bring into the studio. I left it on my desk. But thanks anyway. I appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Sean.
That's Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. And call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or log on to VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com. 823, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Some flashing lights, 95 northbound, right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's way off to the side, more affecting the ramp from Eastern Avenue on to 95 northbound. The main line is getting around it right at the end of the ramp. Kind of have to squeeze out just a bit, but there's no impact there. Very heavy fog and also some rain still in that area, but we're making progress and we're actually moving traffic with somewhat of a fairly good pace considering the conditions right now going south at both the harbor tunnels. All your normal stuff is still out there on the Beltway, and that's going to be around a while with the rain. Route 32 westbound, the wreck at Route 175 is still a problem in Anne Arundel County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, wet this morning. Rain expected, should move out by this afternoon. Sunshine and highs in the low to mid-50s later on today. So that's good news. Overnight temperatures will be in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, really nice Saturday. So you better get out and enjoy at least half your weekend. Partly sunny, mild, high in the low 50s. And then on Sunday, we're not quite sure as to when, but we are expecting some snow. And we'll have more on that for you tomorrow as we get a little bit closer. But it could start off as snow, change over to rain. Could come back in a snowy Sunday night into Sunday morning. I'm sorry, Monday morning as you head out to work and school. So we'll have stay tuned here, WCBM and Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for the latest there, as we'll have more information for you tomorrow. Right now it is raining and 39 in Columbia, 39 in Owings Mills. And the problem of Poopgate continues to cause problems for Maryland, D.C., and obviously for parts of Virginia as well. And if you're not familiar with it, this is the 6-foot diameter pipe called the Potomac Interceptor that carries sewage, raw sewage from Dulles Airport all the way into Maryland in Montgomery County near Cabin John. And then eventually it gets sent to the D.C. Water Treatment Plant where it is treated before it is then released. They remove, obviously, the toxins and things of that nature just to clean it up for breakfast time. And that pipe burst. And that pipe was scheduled for repairs, but they never got around to repairing it. The pipe burst and pouring, it's an incredible amount of sewage. I think it was over 300 million gallons of raw sewage spilling into the Potomac River. And so we've heard Governor Moore and President Trump exchanging words over who's responsible. We now have, this is Betsy Nicholas. She's with Potomac River Keepers, and she talks about the fact, and I think it was Governor Moore the other day that said 99% of it is contained. Well, not exactly, according to Ms. Nicholas.
Now, would you call this spill contained at this point? I know we've heard that word floating around from some politicians, but is that true?
I would call it partially contained because there's an effective bypass in place. And what that does, it's kind of like a road detour, right? It goes above where the pipeline broke, pumps all of the sewage up to, as you said, 60 million gallons a day can be in this pipeline. It's a lot. Into the CNO canal. And then pipes it back in. So that is not a pipeline. That is a canal that is open air. And the bypass has numerous smaller pipes than the obvious 72-inch or 6-foot wide Potomac Interceptor pipe. And they can clog. And in fact, they have. They clogged on Super Bowl Sunday. A lot of people home, eating, drinking, flushing their toilets. And so when that happens, there's, again, another overflow of sewage that can run into the creek and right into the Potomac River. And that happened. But also the canal is open air.
Right.
So that is not, I wouldn't consider that fully contained. They have managed it pretty effectively and greatly reduced the amount of sewage going into the river. But, yeah, contained seems like a pretty big overstatement.
Yeah, so it's not contained. It's still spewing raw sewage into the CNO canal, which is a body of water. You know, runs right there, parts of Georgetown and Clara Barton Parkway, et cetera. What about the damage? I'm worried about the damage not only to the Potomac River, but potentially the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, certainly there's been sort of a stigma damage to the Potomac River, which in addition to lots of beautiful recreational activities, is home to a very lively oyster hatching business downstream. The oystermen that we've talked to or watermen have said that nobody wants to buy their oysters, even though they're probably not at any risk as far as away from the spill as they are. There's a blue cat fishery for the invasive blue catfish to harvest them and make them into pet food and stop them eating everything else in the river. And again, they're not able to do this right now either because of the concern. But there's sewage all over the place right now on the banks of the river. I was out there today, and I sterilized myself quite heavily before coming back into my house. But it's a big mess, and it's going to take a long time to clean up and to get the river back to the health it was before this happened.
Now, as you know, the river dumps into the bay. So what does that mean for our oyster industry, our crab industry, and for the watermen? I mean, no one from the Maryland Department of Environment, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, Sierra Club, all the usual left-wing green groups, where are they? Why aren't they out telling us? And I understand it's early in this this process, but I would be concerned if that was my livelihood and we're watching hundreds of millions of gallons of raw sewage spilling into the river, eventually the Chesapeake Bay. 8:30, and we'll go on the House with Delegate Nina Maggioni coming up next. Right now, let's get some headlines with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. An Aberdeen man has pleaded guilty to federal charges after posting online threats targeting Black and Muslim communities and threatening to kill politicians and their families. 46-year-old Raymond Pumphrey made the threats on YouTube and other social media sites, and he is facing a maximum of 5 years in prison. And a bill in the Senate would prohibit some January 6 insurrectionists from serving in certain government roles. The bill's sponsors say allowing those convicted individuals to hold positions of public trust would threaten the functioning of government, undermine public confidence, and place authority in the hands of those who tried to violently overthrow lawful institutions. And the City Department of Transportation's pothole repair blitz is underway to address storm-related road damage from last month's winter storm. Since the pothole blitz began on Monday, the city has filled more than 1,400 potholes citywide. In addition to repairing potholes that have been reported to 311, crews are repairing craters that they find during their workday. The city says it will be sharing regular data and updates so residents can see how many potholes are being filled and where crews are working. And Fox 45 reports that three teenagers, two 14-year-old males with ankle monitors from previous arrest, and one 14-year-old female were arrested arrested following an officer-involved discharging incident in southwest Baltimore Sunday, officials announced. On February 15th, around 12:05 a.m., officers were called to a report of armed individuals attempting to break in to the caller's home in the 800 block of West Lombard Street. Upon arrival, police reported that an officer approached a Kia sedan occupied by several individuals. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
City Public Works is now saying there's some flooding on Erdman Avenue at North Point Boulevard. So right in that area where the underpass is, actually at North Point Road at that point, that's a low-level area right there. So with the rain and the melting, it looks like there may be some standing water in that area along Erdman Avenue. And, of course, that's not too far from the city-county line. This incident on 95 northbound blocks the right side of the ramp coming on from Eastern Avenue. It's not a big deal, but you'll see a police car there, and you'll just merge out to the left-hand side without too much of a problem. Both the tunnels still busy, but we're moving traffic with the rain, with the fog, leftover slowing around the Beltway. It looks like they're still working on that wreck on Route 32 in Anne Arundel County, westbound at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a wet start to your Friday with more rain through the morning. Rain should be wrapping up by this afternoon, and after that, clouds give way to sun and highs end up in the 50s. Partly cloudy, drier tonight with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, USA women's hockey certainly grabbed the headlines yesterday, but that wasn't the only gold medal the nation earned.
It is like she's just playing on the ice, not even performing anymore. The joy, the passion.
Call on NBC Sports. Alyssa Liu completing one of the most impressive career comebacks you'll see. Liu, 20 years of age, left the sport in 2022 after spending years as a phenom. She returned 2 years later, and after her skate in Milan yesterday, is the first American to win a women's figure skating gold in 24 years. Meanwhile, the U.S. men today still on the hunt for hockey gold, taking on Slovakia at 3:10 in a semifinal. Forward Matt Tkachuk using an interesting word to describe the Slovakians.
They're stingy, and they play really hard, so almost like the, defend really hard and wait for their chances. So it's up to us to make sure they're trying to defend most of the game.
Canada and Finland at 10:40 a.m., the other semifinal. The Birds go into Game 1 of Grapefruit League play with Trevor Rogers on the hill. What a comeback story for the left-hander, turning a crumbling career into a breakthrough season.
So, I had to make a change. I reached out to a mental skills guy that's connected with my agent, and, we started at zero and worked our way up as far as, what are my focuses on, what is my process.
At the same time, the Birds dealing with another setback, Jordan Westberg with an unspecified injury now, on top of the oblique. His season right now could be in jeopardy. Birthdays, Hockey Hall of Famer Phil Esposito, born on this day, February 20th, 1942, turns 84 years old today. I remember him scoring 75 goals in a season, a record at that time, and the round mound of rebound Charles Barkley turning 63. On this day in baseball history, we take you back to 1929. The Red Sox announcing that for the upcoming season, they will play their Sunday games at Braves Field, not at Fenway Park, because, they explained, Fenway was located very near a church, and they did not want to interfere with any religious activities. The time now is 8:37, and that is going to be the week of Stein on Sports.
Rob Carson, I am fired up for June 11th when we take the Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour. We leave WCBM at 8 in the morning, and our first stop is the Gettysburg Visitor Center and Museum. It's a perfect way to understand the history before we head out onto the battlefield itself. We enjoy lunch at the Dobbin House, and we take a full guided tour of the battlefields with a licensed expert. Seats are limited, so lock yours in now at WCBM.com at Gettysburg with WCBM.
Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hey, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. Good morning, Delegate.
Hey, Sean. Good morning, too. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. I want to talk about this scathing state audit that's out. On payroll overtime, benefit failures, costing taxpayers millions of dollars. And there's one component here in this whole thing that, according to state auditors, investigators found that nearly 800 state employees consistently earn more in overtime than in their base salary. Do you think that's being understaffed, or is it abuse, or is it a combination of both?
So I just want to say, it's a great question. I'm glad we're touching on this. I mean, Annapolis really is kind of like just Broadway theater here, unfortunately. You have this sideshow, Hakeem Jeffries comes here, but the acting is horrible. We have a real-life horror story going on, and that is the mismanagement of our state government. People cannot underestimate how horrible of a job the Moore administration is doing when it comes to managing the basic everyday functions of government. Where the other than education, I mean, and some of the services through the health or benefits that social services, this is where all the money goes. And a new state audit that you're talking about here is, I mean, the concerns here, Maryland, the mismanagement with the employee payroll that's being discovered, overtime, benefits. I mean, the cost of this mismanagement, again, under the Moore administration, he is supposed to be, or his people, I should say, are supposed to be managing this. This is costing millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. The new report, I mean, weak oversight is an understatement. For years, Republicans, myself, we've called constantly for more oversight, whether it's Inspector General in Education, across the board, and even some Democrats, I'm going to have to be honest, some Democrats get upset when they see this type of these audits with the terrible oversight. It is taxpayer dollars, but they've allowed these improper payments and the excessive overtime you were talking about, many of which these ongoing errors, previous audits they've been flagged, Sean, but they were never actually corrected. And then we find one of the most shocking findings of all is that the overtime skyrockets. I mean, really, $100 million. It went up from around $230 million to $340 million in just a couple of years. It's almost a 50% increase. And then you find out that basic payroll breakdowns were auditors. They had employees. They found out the auditors had employees. They never even completed timesheets. Some employees remained on the payroll, and they were not. They had already left state employment, Sean. These are things that are so basic and simple, yet the state bureaucracy is failing the taxpayer. There was actually 23 former employees who were paid well $130,000 after they've already separated from their jobs. 130 employees received $740,000 despite never submitting required timesheets. There were 7,500 employees that were on these health plan, the health benefit plans, that were not even paying into their premiums. And what did the state government do? Well, we screwed up. The hell with it. Let's just charge the taxpayers $5 million not paid for. The thing is, this is complete. People do not, unless it's good reporting by local media, they have no idea what is going on in terms of state management unless these audits are brought to light. But what they need to understand is this is an utter failure by Governor Wes Moore and his administration. And this is a state government completely, again, assembled by Wes Moore. And I said earlier, I mean, they have the theater and the time for Hakeem Jeffries to come here, his ridiculous redistricting proposal, but and Maryland completely controlled by Democrats, but off the rails when it comes to our basic functions
of government. It is such a crucial story. I know it's not as juicy as immigration. Like, they want to play theater with ICE. That's what I'm saying. So much theater, nothing is run efficiently, and it's a shame.
Yeah, it really is. And then you look at the $1.67 billion tax increase and all the fees and permits that were hijacked last year. And many of those would not be necessary if the state could be competent in the handling of its financial affairs. You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars here. And you can have all the audits in the world, Nino, which you've just pointed out. Year after year, we get these audits, and nothing changes. What we need is reconciliation. We need it to be fixed, and nobody is fixing it.
Sean, that's why you need a new direction. You need competent management in these agencies. That is the point in a nutshell. The point is how much money is being mismanaged, where we have to keep coming back to the taxpayers, not asking for more, taking more is what they did last year. When you're increasing vehicle registration fees like they did, when you're adding taxes to things like vending machines, they are taking from you. And how much more can we take? Well, the answer is very, very little. And we're finding out through more reports, for example, small businesses. I mean, this all plays a role into the success or lack thereof of our small businesses, because they have, obviously, the budgets they have to control of their own. But when you start factoring in the cost of doing business with terrible electric bills that are just crushing, especially the small business, when Wallet Hub ranks Maryland 49th out of 50 states for how easy it is to start. I mean, we are basically the worst state in the country right now to start a small business. And this isn't me with Republican talking points. I mean, the article came out the other day. I mean, you have farmers. One of the guys interviewed was a farmer all across Maryland talking about how the overregulation in Annapolis and is killing family farms that have survived for nearly two centuries, by the way. You have a cafe owner who, a small little cafe, customers, she's basically saying, I mean, they're basically locking up their wallets because they just don't have the discretionary income. But her electric bill, one of her major expenses, skyrockets. There's no relief in sight. The Democrat energy policies aren't bringing bills down. There was a Facebook post I saw the other day of a grocery store, a small grocer, that had a almost $40,000 electric bill. What are they going to do to pay the bills? Yeah. They're going to jack their prices up.
Hold that thought for just a second. Delegate Nino Mangione is on the house. Time for a traffic and weather on the threes update with the King, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a late problem on the Beltway outer loop south of I-70. It looks like a wreck in the left-hand lane. And of course, it's in that area where there's no shoulder available to get out of there. So in the meantime, so they can push this vehicle to the right shoulder a little bit further south, right there after I-70, you only have the center and the right lane open. The backup on the Beltway now is solid. It's all the way back to 795. When you get to the bridge at I-70, stay to the center and the right-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off rainy, and then this afternoon should clear out, sunny, high in the low to mid 50s, upper 30s tonight. Beautiful day tomorrow, sunny, mild, low to mid 50s on Sunday. Here's where it gets interesting. According to Fox 45 meteorologists, a sizable storm is likely Sunday with the potential for several inches of snow in Maryland. There's still disagreement with forecast models on the strength and track of the storm. I'm not going to go into the models because it's all over the map. So we'll know more tomorrow about what we can expect out of this storm. And right now we're looking at it is rainy, and we've got 40 degrees in Annapolis, 40 in Ellicott City. And we are on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, a Republican of Baltimore County. You mentioned the businesses and the piece that Fox 45 just did on the farmer and the cafe owner and the charter boat captain, et cetera. But Maryland is the second worst state to start a business. We're watching businesses fold left and right. I think we just lost Spirit Cruise Lines in downtown Baltimore, has just left. And again, it's very tough to run a business in the state because of the regulatory burden, because of the taxes, and now because of the electric bills. And again, we've heard the governor say he doesn't want to leave anyone behind, but he's not only leaving businesses behind, he's abandoning these businesses, which small businesses is the engine that drives business in this state.
shot. I saw that the charter boat captain said the same thing, that not only do they don't feel left behind, they feel completely abandoned is what he said. And that's because of the fact that the government, this all stems from your original point and that I was making, and we both agreed, the mismanagement of government across the board. What it does is it leads to higher taxes and these rising fees, and bad policy leads to the energy policy that makes it more expensive, which makes it harder and harder, obviously not easier, to run a small business. And under Governor Moore, Maryland, we just made this point, I mean, they passed the largest tax and fee increase in state history, and this is a state that doesn't instill confidence when you have ongoing budget deficits for years to come, by the way, and when taxpayers and business, the business people and the tax, I mean, they're the same thing, right? But they have the responsibility of their small business, they have the responsibility to pay taxes, but what are they getting? They're paying more and more and getting less.
Yeah.
And the services that they're supposed to be getting from government overall, we're finding out through audits that are poor, they're not getting, or they're being poorly managed. And then when businesses reach out for help, what do they get? Well, Governor Moore's office, his spokesperson, she blamed tariffs. She's blaming tariffs for why a small little cafe somewhere in Maryland is struggling with brutal electricity bills and just customers not having any money in their pockets to come out. And she's blaming Donald Trump and Washington, D.C. They never accept accountability in Annapolis. It's now been 4 years. We are just a few months away from a primary election. So they are in the fourth year of their term, and they're blaming a little cafe's struggles on Donald Trump and tariffs. The reality is small businesses, they run on real policy. And that's the policy that comes out of Annapolis. It's the Democrat supermajority that has pushed these policies in the last 8 years I've been here. And you need policies that encourage growth instead of what's punished productivity for years in this state. And many times it is through overregulation. And they think they're doing great, and they think they're keeping everybody safe, but many times it's simply a burden. I mean, you talk about one of the guys was a farmer, and Kevin Ford, my friend, running for state senate, as we know, he's a professional. I mean, he has a farm. And he knows this stuff as well as anybody. He's told me you wouldn't believe this stuff. So we need leaderships that really understand that, whether it's farmers, restaurateurs, these watermen. I mean, my God, we have people in PG County and Baltimore City telling the watermen what rules and regulations they should follow. Never been on the water, but telling these watermen how they have to abide by and make a living. And it doesn't work. They're leaving everyone behind.
Yeah. Just about a minute and a half left, and I want to get your thoughts on the Blueprint to Future, as we know, is one of the biggest drivers of expenses in our budget, in the billions of dollars. We find out from Chris Pabst over at Project Baltimore that Maryland Public Schools added 10,000 staff members since 2021 while enrollment is dropping. Is this a false premise? Are all these expenditures for Blueprint based on bogus numbers?
John, this is it. In a nutshell, Maryland Public Schools, right, they're going on this hiring spree. Then since 2021, student enrollment is down, but they're hiring more employees. It's government inefficiency. It's abuse of the taxpayer. Fewer students, more staff, but it's a lot more staff. In 2021, yes, we passed the blueprint. Terrible idea. Obviously, I voted against it. It was an additional $30 billion over the years when school was already record funded. And they doubled down on it. And here we are, six years later. And what do we have to show for it? Well, enrollment, Chris Pabst proved, is dropped significantly. Thousands of students less. You have staffing increasing by 10,000 employees, over 132,000 employees, by the way. And what should really concern the parents and taxpayers here is that the graduation rates have dropped. But so if you think, put it, let's just basic math here, and more money, more bureaucracy, lower graduation rates. And here's even the biggest kicker of it all, is that the data is showing that it is non-instruction employees that increase, which is by a big number. I think it was by 25% since 2021. So that's not teachers.
Right.
It's just administrative staff.
Yeah, it's the way Democrats launder money in this state. It's amazing that they are able to get away with it. We're out of time.
The teachers' union money comes right back into the Democrat coffers.
Bingo. Yeah. Thanks, Nino. Have a great weekend. We on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. And it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me
Well, Team USA's Alyssa Liu jumped for joy on the podium last night in Milan after becoming the first American women's figure skater to medal in 20 years. Here she is winning the gold with her flawless free skate performance, which was enhanced with the fact that he dropped out of skating about a couple of years ago in 2022.
This is the greatest comeback I have ever seen.
The 20-year-old from Oakland, Alyssa Liu.
A script that would have been rejected as far-fetched. Alyssa Liu is the gold medalist at the Olympics.
That's what I'm talking about!
Alyssa's dad, Arthur, at 25 years of age, forced to flee his home country of China due to his involvement in the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests. He fled communism to come to America and gave birth to a future gold medal skater. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos. And take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
This is Gil Kuda, Senior Vice President with Aegis Capital. On the Money's back on the air every Sunday afternoon at 5. We will discuss investment and financial topics important to individual investors. Listen in every Sunday afternoon at 5 for On the Money with Gil Kuda.
853, traffic and weather on the screen's final update. And here he is, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so they moved the vehicles out of the left-hand lane southbound on the Beltway after I-70. So just in the last 10 minutes, we started moving again, and the traffic is working its way down to Route 40 and then through Frederick Road and then down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. But the tail end of this backup is still solid, and it's still just kind of plodding along right here at 795. So be prepared for that. The inner loop right here, I'm just checking the rest of the Beltway. The inner loop at Green Spring, a little bit slow over to the JFX. The Parkville side of the Beltway is not quite back to the posted limit, but almost now on the outer loop moving over through there. There's going to be some leftover slowing, but again, we got through this. They're dealing with the rain. We didn't have anything really major after an early morning wreck, so we're still looking at some brake lights southbound. Of course, continue to watch your speed for the late ride this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rain this morning, sunshine later this afternoon, mid-50s, upper 30s tonight. Saturday looks good, sunny, mild, low 50s. Sunday, not so much. We're expecting some snow. We'll know more tomorrow as to how much. But it could be a snowy Sunday night into Monday morning. Right now, 41 in Glen Burnie. It is a 41 in Middle River. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next, and Kim is a big guest on the show today.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. I'm super excited. Councilman Mark Conway is going to be in the House at 10 o'clock. He's a councilman for the 4th District in Baltimore City, and he's running for Congress in the 7th District against, right now, Congressman Kwayesian Fume is the only name in his primary.
Okay.
So, should be interesting.
Couple days yet for the filing deadline. So you never know.
I know. I was surprised. You know what? I will give him credit because they reached out to me, and that there was nothing that said that any question was off the table. Sometimes, you know, that comes with, like, right. a little do list and don't list. So, you know, they didn't have one. So
the worst is when they send you the questions.
Right, exactly. Yeah, mm. So we are going to have a great discussion. I cannot wait to have that at 10 o'clock. Of course, we'll talk about former Governor Larry Hogan and Governor Wes Moore, their comments at the Politico Governors Summit. Thought that was pretty interesting. I never knew that they were inviting former governors to this summit previously. I don't know. I saw Governor Hogan there, and I thought, that's interesting, because it's not, you know, he's not running. You already said that he's not running.
I think the National Governors Association, once you are a member...
Once you're already a member, you're just
always
a
member. You get the honors extended along
okay.
with it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, I thought maybe the dinner, and maybe the meetings, but I didn't think Politico was still calling you, you know? I guess I was wrong.
Well, when you're the favorite Republican never-Trumper, you know, you're going to always get that call.
You know what? I guess, yeah, Politico will call you.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that. And then, of course, the juveniles running amok in Baltimore City once again.
Now they believe one of those teens was grazed, because the officer did fire shots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But that could have been really another...
That could have been a...
Another Renee Good situation.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's all the time now.
Just very hypocritical of the mayor's office now wanting access to all these juvenile records while denying Isabel Cumming.
Right.
And at the same time, I just think they forget the records. They all should be named and shamed. I think we need to do away with the juvenile protections.
Yeah, I think they should do the same thing with parents. I had a call one time. They said they should put all the parents on billboards. As soon as their kid does something.
Right, right. Well, Ivan Bates promised to go after parents, but we haven't seen much of that.
No. They do that well in Florida, I've noticed, but not here. Hopefully one day.
We'll be a great guest coming up at 10 o'clock.
Stay tuned.
Kim Klasick live right here on WCBM. The Deep State's fingerprints are all over the events of J6, and the newly declassified memo has just blown the lid off the entire operation. Documents obtained by Just the News, recently turned over to Congress, show the FBI's Boston field office led an internal intelligence assessment warning that domestic violent extremists could escalate violence if the 2020 election results were contested. This wasn't just a routine drill. It was a blueprint for the very tactics used to hunt down and persecute Trump supporters' undercover informants and the heavy-handed mass prosecutions of minor offenses. The documents show that while the American public was focused on the campaign, the FBI's Boston office was conducting a tabletop exercise imagining election-related violence and how they would treat it if it indeed came. Sort of like the table was set. It wasn't just a tabletop. The table was set prior to that. And John Solomon of Just the News is now reporting the Trump administration will soon unveil evidence that foreign powers meddled in the 2020 election, which will result eventually in John Thune ultimately caving on the filibuster, and the Save America Act will get passed. So we'll wait and see. We've heard a lot of promises from Mr. Solomon in the past that have never come to fruition. So we'll wait and see. Keep our powder dry, as they say. All right. Kim Klasick is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for Kim. Don't forget Rob Carson does a great show every day, noon to 3. Drive home with my good buddy Sean Hannity from 3 to 6 tonight. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.